to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
La, 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 la.
Good sleuthing.
Ow.
Good sleuthing.
Can't find it.
Where was it?
It's on the floor, Don.
Sometimes you just have to look a little
I looked
harder
under the cart rack, and there was a tape on the floor, Don, and it was Dork.
Joe.
You're talking about my friend,
Joe. You weren't using it.
Here's what was happening before the show, moments before the show. I looked up and I said, where's the door tape?
We need the door to come in here.
Yes. Now, keep in mind, I have been on a one-man, nobody's supporting me on this. I brought the door to the show.
Yes.
I am the door.
You are the door.
I'm ready to lose the door.
How dare you?
It was my door before it was ever your door.
But we've always had the door, you and me.
I understand, but now it's muffled with other sound effects and junk.
Mm-hmm.
But I've given in.
Good, thank you.
The door stays.
Keep the door.
Good.
So anyway, there was a problem. Where was the door tape?
Exactly. I need that door.
So, Joe's...
You need me behind that door.
Yeah, Mike.
I'm doing that thing with Jack Nicholson.
I know, but the door's fake. I didn't know if you were...
You need me on that door. I sleep 200 yards away.
Anyway, we found the tape. Joe swore up and down that he could not find it.
Right.
Rob just found it on the ground. Oh, hold on. What, Robbie?
The magic of the door is one never knows what's on the other side of the door.
You got that right, Fuzzy.
So, listen, hold on. We have to talk to Lisa Joyner right now.
Oh, wow, yes.
Sugar Daddy.
Can I pluck them?
Yes.
Listen, months ago, you mocked me for watching this girl on CBS2 in Los Angeles on the satellite. Remember this?
What are the chances that Hoffman's wife would have the same, you know, allergy?
These are the other boring anchors.
Yeah. Luckier than that.
Lucky woman. She used up a few of her nine lives.
Yes, she did. Hey, I just wanted to, because you reminded me, I want to tell you, there's two guys, Don and Mike, they do a show on Westwood One. Huh? We don't get it in Los Angeles. But some reason they watch us.
I watch her.
Yeah. She's good. She's talented. I told you I can pick them.
Your face.
Here she is now, tonight's host of the Late Late Show after Letterman.
Wow.
Lisa Joyner. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Now.
Ah, yes. Yeah. See, you said it all along, don't
you? What did I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I told you there was more than just the creepy thing with a guy watching you on the satellite.
Who was the naysayer?
You were, actually, and so was everybody else. But here you are now. Ready to host the Craig Kilborn show,
not anymore,
but the show on.
No, it's the Late Late Show without Craig Kilborn.
Late Show now. Is this temporary, permanent? How's this working? Is this an audition? What's going on, Lisa?
I've locked myself in the room. I don't think they can get me on if they tried me.
Oh.
And I think David Duchovny is supposed to be in tomorrow. I've called and canceled with his agent.
Very good. Very good. So here you go now. Don't do a Joan Rivers on us. You know, I mean, because she's
surgery?
Well, no, she's the only woman I can ever think of that has ever been on one of these shows, and she's
true.
She screwed it up with Johnny.
She's blazing a trail here.
So you do.
I am kissing up to the man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, mm-hmm. you do good. Letterman likes you. You get the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember who watched you. You know, in the early morning here. You know,
no, way back when. You have been a true supporter of the Lisa Joyner cause.
And I do believe in you. And I tell you what. I don't watch that show as much anymore because, frankly, I don't get turned on by the redheaded guy they have doing the weather now.
Because you got into him, huh?
No, what are
the
you
boy,
just...
he knows his upper level lows.
Yeah, but, you know, who wants to watch that guy stand up against the weather map?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. So what are you doing now on that station, Channel 2?
I was doing entertainment. I took the week off, and I think there's going to... Okay, this is a world exclusive, guys.
All right.
I think my job has changed there. So I'll be doing several segments for their late newscast and possibly a nightly show as well.
Yeah, see,
these things are happening.
Breakout star of tomorrow, today. Listen, good luck to you tonight on the Late Late Show.
You guys got any advice for me?
No pressure.
George Hamilton on the air.
No pressure.
And you've got Sandra Bernhardt.
Excellent. Those are good guests, I would say. Do what drew me to you when you did the weather, outside of the fact that you would wear virtually pajamas when you were on television. Be the funny, outspoken person that you are, but continue to show that what I believe is fake, but comes across as sincere, soft side to yourself.
It is absolutely. You can't just get that. You don't just act that soft side.
I'm kidding you, but what I'm saying is, show your ballsiness, but at the same time, show your femininity,
please. Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a testosterone injection later on in the afternoon.
What about a catch gesture? Do you think all the great ones? I should tell you, great ones. You've got the golf swing with Johnny. You've got the undo the jacket, button the jacket with Letterman, and you've got Conan that has the arms together and he does the fake jump, which I always thought was kind of wimpy. So
I don't like that.
No. But I don't think you need the catch gesture tonight.
No.
Once you capture America,
come on, just give the finger
with your flip off America.
They'll remember you for that. Don't do that. Listen, have a good show, and we will watch you tonight on the CBS Television Network.
A lot of people.
I've got one though. I mean, just in case he wants to use it.
Is it, Mike?
All right. You know when someone's like a director doesn't have the camera with him, but he's trying to frame the shot, and he puts his thumbs together and he forms the goalpost with his fingers, and then he kind of puts it under his chin.
Exactly.
You just do that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's not bad.
How about that?
Practice that in the mirror.
Hey, Lisa,
that's not bad. I got from Dr. Phil, who is appearing on the show, too, I got advice to be drunk.
Be drunk? Well, you know, it worked for Carson. Every guest on that show back in the 70s was loaded.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that girl right
there. Remember when they used to drink and smoke on the show?
I'm just thinking about Lisa Joyner.
We may reintroduce that on our show tonight.
Listen to how she's calling it our show.
Yeah,
look at you. Aren't you territorial like an animal, staking out your spot?
I think stay.
I've been sniffing around Television City all day long.
This is a great opportunity because viewership on the Late Late Show is actually up since Craig Kilborn left.
Wow.
Is it, Buzz? Well, thank you.
It's true.
Well, Lisa, you'll have all of our listeners watching you tonight. Be good, and we will review your performance with you on the show tomorrow.
Terrific. I look forward to your critique.
All right, good luck.
You'll do great.
Okay,
go get him.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Your girl.
This is a girl that I just saw doing the weather on Channel 2.
Just more reasons why in your second career you are going to be a network executive.
I'm telling you. She's hot, and she's funny.
Mm-hmm. You're a great plucker.
She's Julian Barbary without the baggage.
Donna wants to be, as many of you might not know, he wants to be a television programming executive.
Mm-hmm.
And I have committed that when he gets that job, he will hire me to recreate the Dom DeLuise role in Lots of Luck.
that's an unspoken promise.
That I know.
Yeah. Listen,
it'll be a hit.
we had to get her on right then because she was actually going to some silly meeting about that TV show.
Right.
So watch it tonight. It's on after Letterman, and we'll see how she does. And like I said, she's a chick I saw doing the weather on a Los Angeles station. We had her on a couple of months
ago. Fantastic for her. That's a good gig.
She's nice, and she deserves a chance, and she's funny, and blah, blah, blah. Let's see. What time is it? Oh, God. Mike, how about the
stock?
You
know what time it is, Don?
It's time to kick something off, isn't it?
It's winning time.
What? Isn't it time to kick something off?
Kick your shoes, put your feet up, kick your shoes off.
Go ahead, Tiger.
It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox.
I normally mock
Boston
this. Go ahead.
And Boston Red Sox.
Let's do it.
Relax, 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 and be a Sox watcher.
Now, one more time.
Yes.
Can you please let us know you feel at this time?
How I feel now.
How you feel right now.
Yeah. I feel now, and this might make people angry that are Red Sox fans, and I hate to say it, but it's good for my head. It's good for me psychologically. I feel satisfied.
Ow!
I'm sorry.
Oh, we're sorry.
Oh, Johnny Loser, forget your song.
Get out of here. I feel
forget
wonderful.
It. Forget it.
No,
forget
you don't, Todd, don't stop me from talking about it.
L-O-S-E-R, loser.
I am. Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks for your brief visit. We appreciated on the bandwagon half an hour.
No, here's the deal. What you don't get is I'm still supporting your team.
You did not let me finish before you.
You are stampeded to judge. You are satisfied with the fact that your team has battled back to 3-2.
I am satisfied with last night's game.
Sure.
What about the overall series?
I will not be satisfied until we walk out of Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
And on to the World Series.
Now, that's what I'm talking about, where they will be beaten by the Houston Astros in four games. That's the problem. That's what I'm talking about.
No, it was hot, again last night, and not alcohol-fueled,
which, you know, God, I hate to do that.
Yeah.
I hate to watch the game sober, but I had to last night because I can't do two nights in a row.
Hold on. Here's a fan from New England saying, you're out of your mind. I don't know why you could be out of your mind. Hello, Jeff in Maine. Jeff.
Well, Mike, you cannot feel satisfied. How can you feel satisfied?
Same way you can breathe heavily into that phone. I'm not satisfied with the outcome of the series if they lose. I am satisfied with the way they've come back. I mean, it's been tremendous. I'm satisfied.
But it did sound like you were saying that you were satisfied with the entire process. No matter what happens, you are happy.
Say you're proud.
I do.
Okay.
Well, everyone let me be me.
No.
You have to admit some feeling of satisfaction.
I'm satisfied that they won the games, but I'm not satisfied if they lose tonight.
Can I say? Of course I'm not satisfied if they lose tonight. You know who I'm not satisfied with?
I can't get no satisfaction.
I'm satisfied with the victory last night. I'm going to tell you right now.
Hey.
I'm not satisfied with Johnny Damon.
I'm not satisfied
with Mark Bellhorn. I'm not satisfied with Manny Ramirez. All those guys have to step up tonight.
No. Satisfaction.
But I'm tremendously satisfied with the fact that they've come back and made this thing into, made the Yankees a little nervous.
I try. I can't get no satisfaction. Hey.
Mike is satisfied.
Satisfied. You know me. You know the real truth, too. If they lose tonight, I'll be sitting there cussing and throwing things and furious and angry. So, technically, even if I said I was satisfied, I'm really not.
Well, then
I'm only satisfied with that. I'm satisfied with the victory last night. That satisfied me.
I want to give you and your Red Sox a compliment.
What's that?
That last night, it was actually a hard choice for me to go between the Rams-Bucks game.
I know it was.
And the baseball game.
I think the ratings will show that a lot of people were watching that game last night.
And darn it, I want to say I'm glad I made the decision.
Longest game in postseason history.
Yeah. I'm glad I made the decision. I want to go on the record. I want to go on the record.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I made the decision because I would have never seen Adam Marcellotta make that incredible interception fumble return for St. Louis.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
You know, bring your little football game into this. This is a special. You're diminishing my accomplishment.
I'm kidding.
It's mine. It's all mine. I was on that field.
That's why I want you to
sing. I was on that field last night.
Sing your song again.
And no, I'd like to sing a song, too. I'd like to really just pay tribute to Big Poppy. Big Poppy, who has been my favorite player for ever since he came to the team. He's fantastic.
Hold on, Mike.
And he's the greatest clutch hitter in the history of the Red Sox.
Here are some other Poindexters who agree with you.
All right.
Igor.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Igor.
Love your show, guys.
Igor, did you see Stephen King at the game again last night?
You know what, Mike? I got to say, I was busy the whole night, and I turned the TV the moment before the final hit, and that little 10-second viewing satisfied me.
It was delightful to go. You know,
he's satisfied,
and thank God the game started at 5:00.
Right,
here I was all concerned that I'd be home by the sixth inning.
Here's a guy named Steve who says he was satisfied too.
All
Steve,
right.
Hey Mike, I gotta tell you, man, it was perfect. I was stationed up in Boston, and you're right, Ortiz, he's the man, and he makes it when he hit that. It was like 6 hours. You're like, oh my God, just something happened. And hit that, you're like, I clicked off the TV, I lay back in bed, I was like, all right, now we're making it interesting. Yep. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's that's mm-hmm. the satisfaction. Will we be upset if we lose today? Absolutely.
Oh, good God, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's better than the alternative, which means, you know, I had a guy in the bar over the weekend say to me, hey, did you buy your broom yet? You know, that kind of stuff with the sweep. And they've come back and made the all-powerful, all-wonderful Yankees sweat a little bit. Uh-huh. And I love that. And, at the very least, they've done that. At the very most. You know, who's to say they couldn't be the ones to make history? But it all depends. You know, it's one game at a time. They got two more they got to win. And, another tonight, really. It'll probably be another five-hour game, so...
Be cocky.
Just call me Johnny Raccoon tomorrow.
Be cocky.
I can't be.
They're going to come back.
Now, if you're asking for cockiness from a Red Sox fan, you're not going to get
that. You got to throw that up against the Yankees,
you've watched the documentary. Well, you can't be who you aren't. You've watched the documentary, The Curse of the Bambino.
Cocky. Ben Affleck show?
Cocky doesn't exist.
Oh, did you read that quote? I know you didn't have it on the news, Buzz, because it was out last week, and I finally saw it in the paper today, that Ben Affleck, Matt Damon said this, said he's never been married, And he can't imagine being in a relationship with anybody as good as his relationship with Ben Affleck.
Really?
And I'm thinking, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon said that?
Matt Damon. What, yeah. You know, what the hell's wrong with you, dude?
A little gay.
Well, I think you know.
Yeah, right.
A wee bit gay. Okay. Not wrong.
Just a little bit.
Incidentally, as far as celebrities, on the celebrity scale, I put Ben Affleck down at the bottom of the barrel, but who you know is at the top of the barrel who I love?
Who?
Stephen King. Stephen King rocks. They came up to Stephen King and ambush interviewed him during the 19-run blowout, and they expected something from him. Yeah, and the guy's first question was, is this, you know, the tool that they have for Fox, who's out in the crowd, says, is this like one of your horror novels? And Stephen King's like, no, it's not. This is going to be one of those games where we rally for 7 runs and we come back and we win it. And it was like perfect. He's a wonderful spokesperson for the Red Sox Nation. I love Stephen King. He doesn't need me to buy all his books, but he is so much better than Ben Affleck. You know why? Because Stephen King is there. Look at Stephen King.
Yeah.
He's not going to be there with the beautiful girl, right?
Matt Damon is not in love with Stephen King like he is with Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, when he was there, like, in the front row with J-Lo and stuff like that. Stephen King is there just being the uber fan. He always has been, and he's fun to watch.
Does he wear his hat inside out?
I don't know whether he wears the rally cap or not, Rob.
Is that what that means?
That's a rally cap, yes. Turn him inside out.
I noticed this. I mentioned this to Mike.
Hey, incidentally, the Red Sox fans are the first ones to do that.
I don't know.
We should start the show here in a second, but I mentioned to Mike when we were talking this morning.
Why? All
right. We can continue this.
This is going well.
Can't we?
I mean, we did find the door and everything.
Can't we? Because I, you know, really, through all this, as I'm talking about satisfied, not satisfied, I'm a mess.
I know, but I'm a mess, too, with my wife, and I really got to tell you.
No, go ahead and do that. I just want to tell you, I'm a mess.
But don't be a mess. Feel good about your guys tonight.
I feel satisfied. Good. Look at you. What do you want from me? You jump on me if I say I'm satisfied. You call me a loser if I say I'm satisfied. And then you're like, be a mess. Which do you want? I'm giving it all to you. This is the same way it was in my underwear with the hat on the other night.
That's fine.
It's like all the different faces. Last night, however, much more rage because there wasn't any sort of extracurricular substance in my body.
Do you see what you're doing now?
To calm me down, what?
What you're doing now is you're just speaking spontaneously.
I am.
Stream of consciousness.
I am.
It's the ups, it's the downs, it's the ins, it's the outs. These are the seasons of a man's life.
Yeah, I'll be very, very sad and very angry if they lose tonight, but I'm happy that they're still playing. That's the way I look at it. I'm happy that they're still playing. I hate that crap. No, I'm not. I want it all. I want the World Series.
When will they go back to Boston? Do they have to?
They won't go back to Boston. Not against the Yankees. The last two games are going to be Game 6 and 7 will be in New York.
Please come to Boston.
Dave Loggins.
She said no.
It's too bad, Epic Records. It's too bad that it's not going back to Boston because I really was going to offer up a prize.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 for the first time the camera goes to anybody in the crowd that's not working at the stadium or playing in the game who's black.
Mm-hmm.
Because really last night when I was watching the crowd,
right,
man, it is white city.
Is it?
Well, at least in the game last night it was.
I get so wrapped up in it, there's no color barrier in my brain when I'm watching a game.
See, I don't get that. I don't see colors.
Rob.
Okay.
Rob.
Okay, that's...
Rob.
That's it. Good luck, Mike.
Thank you.
Tonight, we'll all be watching and rooting
another
for
late
your team.
Night. Yeah, another late night.
Well, come on. Arriving. Come on, it's fun. I mean, what are you going to do tonight? What was tonight regularly? For me, regularly, I'll tell you exactly what it is.
I think at one point, you say it's fun. At one point last night, I said, man, I'd just like to relax and watch some regular television, but I can't.
No.
That's how I felt last night.
Like a sickness.
Yeah.
You know, Tuesday night, normally, according to Jim.
My wife and kids.
Mm-hmm. All the great TGIT shows.
Yes, TGIT.
And CSI.
Thank God it's Tuesday.
Uh-huh. CSI Miami.
Oh, no, that was last night.
Was that last night?
Oh, last night. Oh, I was talking about the shows that are on tonight.
I figured it was a slam dunk to watch CSI.
Yeah, well, so TGIM.
CSI Miami.
Thank God it's Monday. And now,
the Red Sox are going to win.
How about a Hey Now?
Hey Now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get retarded.
Here we go.
Everybody.
Hello.
John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there. Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there, Jerry.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike.
night, anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Because you requested it.
I just hit the button. I swear to God, the sound effect for the door is not working.
Then how can we be in here?
Hold on.
How can we possibly be in here?
There it is.
Now we have to leave.
Not today, Mike.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith. A man of hate and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Buzz?
Yes?
How have you been?
I've been well.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lunch and all the ships at sea. They're even tastier than a steaming bowl of Chef Boyardee. John Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. And as we said, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Get retarded here. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday!
1-0-1-9-0-4.
How have you been, Don and Mike? Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
There you go. All right, now we're on the air. Don and Mike Show. It's Rocktober 19th.
Yeah, baby.
Dude. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
You're excited.
Yeah,
we all are. You're excited because it's another show.
Canada, 800-636-1067. DC, 202-432-1067. No, I'm excited because I had lunch with Todd Hughes today.
Yes, yes, and I've seen Michael around the building.
And Beth Ann had lunch with Todd Hughes, and Rob had lunch with Todd Hughes. And
to all three of you,
yeah.
I say thank you,
yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
And from yeah. me as well.
I'll tell you, it's wonderful to be completely disconnected.
Yeah.
Where they don't even bother telling me because they know I'll say, do you want to? And I'll say, no.
You ain't missing
now
anything.
Now they don't even ask anymore and it's great.
You ain't missing anything, pal.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. You know, all you need is to recap when we get back. And the one thing I think that we all wanted to say to this guy, our boss, had lunch today. Those of us that had to go to have lunch with him. Those are the gayest glasses I've ever seen in my life. Michael Hughes, Todd Hughes, your real name, if you're listening right
now. Are they
Ben
Franklin glasses?
They are. Listen, here's the best way to describe them. They're Jeremy Coleman glasses.
Oh, really?
They are.
Tiny little circles.
They are Ben Franklin bifocal type glasses. Oh. They have very heavy black dark frames. Rob will draw you a picture. There's no way we can describe these glasses.
Except to say they're Todd-esque.
Yeah. They do look like glasses that a guy named Todd would wear.
Rob's
which is his real name.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Very rectangular frame.
Uh-huh. Except they're smaller than that, Mike.
Right, tiny. Right.
They're smaller than that.
Does he wear them on the end of his nose?
They almost look like they could be chopsticks. That is the
perhaps they are.
The texture and coloring of
I
them.
I understand.
You know, you go to a nice sushi place, nice Japanese mm-hmm. place, you don't get the regular ones. You get the fancy painted chopsticks.
Enameled, yes.
Yeah, closer on the picture of that guy.
Yes, there they are. Wonderful.
Anyway, they're very small, tiny glasses.
Yes.
And I'd love to tell you about the lunch, and I guess we will. But really first, I know I say this a lot, but you must believe me this time. I am not the boy who cried wolf this time.
Well, what's going on?
When I tell you my wife is nuts.
Okay.
Here is the situation, and I'm going to call her at work. She's at her other career today mm-hmm. because she's doing it there. I got home last... I'm on my way home last night, I should say. And none of this, incidentally, is connected to the other thing that she and I have got going on, her purchasing.
Oh, right.
She purchased some stuff over the weekend that we've been discussing.
Mm-hmm.
She called me on the way home last night, and she says, I got a surprise for you tonight, something you're going to like. I said, well, come on now, you're killing me. What is it? She said, something from the past, you're going to like it. So I thought, who knows, could be anything. Pull into the garage. Walk into the house, and I hear her. She's in the other room. She's, oh, hi, baby, I'm back here. I walk into the room, and my wife, who normally has short hair, you know, medium short, not butch short, but short hair, she has...
It's a mullet, isn't it?
She has incredibly long hair.
Extensions?
Now let me get to the creepy fact. Because this is what I originally thought. Well, okay, extensions, but they don't look like extensions. Now, when I first met my wife 25 years ago, she had long hair, like Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years.
Right.
That's the hairstyle that she has.
Why that example? That's but, weird.
Well, because we, you know, we still
child.
Have...
Why are you using a child?
Well, here's why. Because we still have that creepy picture in our bedroom.
Right.
But remember when I told you the story that Frida's mom... They had five kids,
right.
Only had a portrait made of one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the portrait was of Frida when she was about Winnie Cooper age. And this portrait still hangs in our bedroom.
Right, okay. So she's got long, straight hair.
So, yeah, I come in and she says, what do you think? Now, my wife's attractive. She's hot.
Yes.
I like her with the short hair, fine, but I like her long, like her with long hair. It's really long hair. And I say... What did you do? I said, it's impossible that you could have grown your hair. Are those extensions? And she said, no, it's a wig. And I said, oh, Jesus Christ. Just like that. And I said, why did you get a wig? She said, I was going to Tacoma Park to get the pictures from the photographer.
Right.
For the website.
Yes.
And I went past... A wig shop. Now, this is where she's crazy. And I just thought, well, what the heck? So she was like standing 10 feet away from me. And she said, come here, give me a hug. And I said, no, I'm not touching that hair. And she said,
But obviously it was so good, a wig, that you thought it was real. Or
well, no,
extensions attached to her regular hair.
I knew it had to be. Here's the thing. And maybe I would have the same reaction with hair extensions. But she said, well, aren't you even going to, like, hug me? And I said, no, I don't want to touch that creepy hair. That's not your hair.
Someone else's hair.
What's up with... And she said, well, don't you like the way it looks? I said, I guess, but... You know, you would never really grow your hair that way. I said, what? Whose hair is that? That's somebody else's hair that's on your head.
Or it's synthetic.
And it regardless,
right.
Creeped me out. Creeped me out.
It frightened you?
It creeped me out. Frightened is not the right word. Creeped is. It's like she would come towards me.
Creep and fear, synonyms.
You know, 15 feet away, you look like, oh, hey, look, that's like Frida look when I first met her. Then like 10 feet away, you go, well, what's going on? Like 5 feet away, then you realize it's someone else's hair. Your wife has someone else's hair on her head.
Let's, maybe I shouldn't say that.
And it, don't.
Yeah.
Okay? So don't.
Right, I won't.
I already know.
I won't.
You.
Right.
Mouth.
Right.
Watch it.
Right, I'll just write it down and show you.
You don't have to. Mike, I already know. I already know.
All right, this is all.
I already know. Hold on, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, don't, because she's going to ask me about it. Don't, because I already know.
You can't show him, because then
yes, bastard, yes. You know, I promise the next time you ask me to show you some kindness.
Yes, yeah.
I'm not being mean.
But, no, she's going to know what that means.
Well, that's not going to bug her.
Well, it'll bug her because it's close to getting on the air.
But you've talked about...
No, I've not.
You haven't?
Never.
Ever?
That's a secret.
All right, okay.
That's a secret.
I just, all right.
No,
I'm shutting up now.
I've never discussed that on the air.
Oh, I thought. Okay.
Never. God.
All right.
It's the first thing he said, too.
Yeah, well, you talk with him about it all the time.
Yeah, well, now listen, don't talk about it with him all the time.
Well, no, but I mean, you know, that's why I thought. Sometimes it kind of bleeds over. So.
This is obviously another personal issue. I just can't tell you what we're talking about here.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
God, it's like the second day in a row I'm doing that too much. You know, I'm really not trying to do anything here. I'm just, you know.
I know, but I knew immediately what you were going
exactly.
to say, which is why I said,
right.
No, don't.
I just wanted to make sure.
Well, no. Well, Mike, I know.
Okay.
When the topic is wigs, I know.
Okay, stop.
So.
How'd you bring that up?
Because she's wearing it again today.
But is she wearing it to work? She's wearing it out in public?
Yes. Yes, she is. So.
What is the wig? Can you give us slightly better? Does it have bangs? Does it have like
Winnie
Cooper?
Yes, it looks like Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, she's getting ready for work today. I'm downstairs, you know, I hear her talking to the dogs. Da, 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 da. She comes in and goes, all right, I'll see you tonight. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. you're wearing the creepy wig to work? And she said, yeah, don't you think it looks good? And I said, okay, there's a difference between looking good and it's just creepy to me. Maybe I'm alone on this island of creepiness, but this is a woman.
Well, I guess performers wear them.
Well, I got news for you. Mm-hmm. She ain't a performer.
Newscasters wear them.
Yeah, well, J.C. Hayward, uh-huh. Okay?
At any time, did the dogs growl at her?
J.C. Hayward, Buzz Burbank.
Right.
Buzz wears the same one every day, though.
The great Tim Conway.
I'm going to call her office now, and I'm going to have to ask. I mean, it's creepy. She'll describe it to you.
Is it straight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sort of intrigued, but that's just me.
Yeah,
hey, I am too.
Is Frida there? This is Mike. It's kind of important. Thank you.
There we go.
Now we get the familiar beep beep.
Yes.
For my wife, the wig lady, is at her office, and maybe I'm overreacting. She looks good in this thing.
You're shocked. Does it turn you on?
No, because it's too creepy.
Big fact.
I mean, here's what I said there. Make your grow your regular hair like that.
You were cut off.
It takes a long time if your hair's short.
Mm-hmm. It's not that short. Her hair is like longer than Hillary Clinton's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she's got roughly that same soccer mom haircut that everybody has.
You were taken by surprise. You think you'll adjust to this?
No, it's creepy.
Never. It'll stay creepy.
It's creepy.
Okay. I would imagine it would be a little disturbing. I'm kind of with you on that.
Walking around with a wig on.
Oh.
Like, hey, look at me.
Still, I'm picturing it.
I said, yeah, that's that. Well, okay,
it's got to be an expensive wig if she's wearing it, like, to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
it's not like one of those Halloween wigs.
No.
You get at the drugstore.
No.
That's nice. Those are the kind I wear.
No, she got the wig mart or whatever.
Always under a ball cap, though.
But you like the kind of...
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up, and after you talk to your wife, I'll tell you, that's one of the things I want to be for Halloween, is I want a dreadlock wig. But a good one.
Oh, like a Rastafarian?
The Rastafarian, but not a fake one, a real one.
I might have one for you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shock.
I really want to go. There are these customers that I know that have those, and I want to look like them.
I'm going as a
couple
30.
Of them, but they're white guys. They're white guys with, like, regular,
right?
You know, they've got white guy hair, and it's dreadlocks.
Are you sure they don't work here? Sounds like some of our guys.
Hello, Captain.
You can get me one of those.
Right. Now, come on. Didn't I have this discussion with my wife at her job the other day?
Yes,
and with these incompetents that she works with?
Maybe she can't hear the phone through the wig.
When I'm on the telephone calling from work, I should get right through.
Well, maybe she's in the middle of something extraordinarily important.
I hope she hasn't gotten tangled up in something.
Hello?
In a fan. Shredder.
Okay, now.
Uh-oh.
Her long hair.
Going to be firm but fair with this person?
Thank you, Mike.
Her long Sonny and Cher hair. She's singing Vamp.
She's a Vamp of me.
Hi, this is Mike. It's really important. I speak to Frida for a moment, please.
Vamp.
Her husband.
Thank you.
Well, you've upgraded from kind of important to really important.
Yeah, well, it was a guy this time.
Hello, Linda.
This is Ward Cleaver.
He come down with something.
There's a lady here that sort of looks like Frida,
you know
but
who
I'm
she
not
look,
sure.
You know who she looked like? You know the lady on the Land O'Lakes butter?
Oh,
I know that
okay.
She kind of has pigtails on that, but with long hair. I mean, that,
yeah, I know exactly that, what it is. It's straight.
That's the part. It's straight. It's
so it reminds me of my girlfriend's hair. She's got straight with the bangs that go straight across.
Right. But Frida has soccer mom, you know, coffee cake colored hair.
And the wig is what color?
It's like black with shades of maroon in it.
Really?
Auburn
or
like
it would make a nice car.
Like a goth look almost.
Yes. Yes. Dare I say it? Rather gothic. Yes. And obviously, I'm very important in my wife's life.
You know what's lucky is the guy who owns the wig shop. I don't think there's probably a lot of impulse buyers that come in and say, I'll take a wig. It's normally
it like that.
Saw your sign.
Like
straight
like that?
Yeah, except that's a picture of your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Nice.
Is it like that?
How'd you get her to agree to pose like this?
Stop it.
No, Mike, it's much thicker than your girlfriend's hair. But yes, about the same. Okay. About the same length. Imagine just bigger, thicker, fuller, and like one of you guys said, kind of goth.
Bigger, thicker, and fuller. It's not like her hair's falling out or anything.
No, but I mean, compare it to that.
That's right. Not like Ron Howard's hair.
Exactly. Okay, now I'm just...
Now you have a right to be angry.
Now I'm getting frustrated.
Yeah. Maybe it's because of your wig comments. He's not answering.
No, she's working. She's
and it's
working.
Certainly not thick and beautiful like that hair.
Oh, well, now that's your daughter's hair, Mike.
Yes, look at that hair.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy on the right.
Stop it. Stop it. Hello?
That's me.
That is you.
Oh, hold on, baby. Hold on. She answered the phone herself that time. Okay. Hey, baby?
Yes.
First, what have I instructed you to do? I'm only going to call you at work if it's a matter of national importance.
First of all, I didn't know it was you. I was on another line with someone who was purchasing something.
I said it was me. I said it was your husband.
Yes, but I didn't even pick up my extension because I was on my phone transacting business. Okay. I'm a very important woman.
Are you wearing your wig right now?
I am.
That's what I had to know. Excuse me, are you wearing your wig?
That was the national important. That was the business of national importance.
That is. Is creepy, creepy. I've tried to describe it.
You said I looked good.
Yeah, yes, I did, and I said that on the radio, but I also said, and it's the truth, I wouldn't hug you, I wouldn't touch it.
I know, you backed away from me. You were so cute. You were just like when Bart was little, and I would come home with a new hairdo, and I wouldn't look like Mommy anymore.
You know, what's great about this, when we do get our website up and running, we can run a before and after wig picture, and the listeners can actually vote on which look they prefer.
You know, I said on the air.
Last time. You know, and the thing is, and I've been talking to friends of mine, because I have friends from all different lifestyles, and I said...
How nice for you.
Because I am, like you, actually enjoy friends. But I was saying, it's not a white woman thing to do, to have wigs. And I don't know why, because it's so much fun.
Yeah, we don't know
I think
any.
The sisters do have the corner on the wig
they
market,
do.
Right?
It is
J.C. Hayward, baby.
I mean, the sisters, like, it's common, but isn't it, to wear wigs?
And I was saying this to my black friends, and they're saying, why don't you? And I said, I don't know. It's a blast.
Why don't you now, Frida? Give yourself
that's
a nice
I
wig.
That's why I have friends. That's why I have friends.
Give yourself a nice wig.
Stop
go home.
That.
Flip out that husband of yours.
Stop it. You are just too afraid of change.
No, listen, I'm afraid of you with creepy Danny O'Day hair.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Like ventriloquist dummy hair.
You
were creeped out until I told you it was a wig. When you thought I had done hair extensions or something, you were for it.
I was okay with that.
Right.
But then, like I said, I will touch it. It's like... Yeah, it's like ventriloquist dummy hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was perfectly natural, and you didn't even know it was fake.
Is it real hair?
No, I could have bought the real hair, but that was less expensive than I got the designer hair, which is even better.
Of course. Really? It was more expensive, that's the route you'd go.
Well, I went for what looked the most natural.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to embarrass you, don't answer this, but I'm sure, how much does like a great wig go for?
See, I don't know that, I don't know, because this is my first wig experience, but my wig, which is a great wig, I have to say.
You're crazy.
But I bought it in a part of town I'm not usually in when I was going to see the photographer.
I already said it was Tacoma Park.
And
just so your friends don't think you were slumming.
Okay, let me...
Oh, my God, you were in Tacoma Park. Did you have a gun?
I didn't buy it in Tacoma Park. I bought it on Georgia Avenue, way down in the old part of Silver Spring.
Okay, good purchase.
It only cost... And I don't know if it's only or not because I've never priced wigs, but it costs like $170.
Well, it's not bad. That's what I would figure it would
when
cost.
You figure, when I figure that if you go to a hair salon and get a cut and color and all that stuff,
honey, it's
will
just,
that easy,
it's
and this will last me for years.
It's just kooky.
So it's a bargain. It's a bargain. I mean,
if Buzz can't get me the Rastafarian wig for Halloween, can I wear yours?
why are you driving past a wig store?
Yeah, but I'll tell you where the wig store is, and then you can buy your own.
Why are you?
Oh, tell me. Let her finish. Let her tell you off the air.
They had a million wigs. And as a matter of fact, the little lady who was helping me, this little Asian lady, said, "I'm sorry, we only let you try on four usually because I had like half."
My wife, the wig lady.
Yeah. And then they cut it on my head. So then I'm wearing it, and they style it right for me. I said, it's a little too long because it was way down my back.
Mm.
You know, so I said, I need a cut. I need my bangs cut a little bit. So they worked on me then.
Wow.
What is this, wigs.com?
Wigs.com.
Intriguing.
Raquel Welch is a spokeswoman.
What?
I mean, listen, it's just creepy. That's all. I'd love it if you'd grow your hair as long as it is right now.
I love this look. You just, you know, most men would be delighted to have a woman that looks has a variety of looks, wouldn't you, Buzz?
Yes,
I know.
We're great to go marry him then. Listen,
wouldn't you, Mike?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Frida.
Listen,
right.
Cousin, it. Here's my deal.
You are just a little boy who doesn't want Mommy to change.
Listen, I'm fine. I think it's creepy that you've got synthetic
hair on your head, and I'm not
going to... didn't even know.
I'm not... Well, I...
And what if I had synthetic breasts?
Pardon me?
Would you mind synthetic breasts?
Listen, we are so far past that.
I'm just curious. Because I might be passing by, you know, a breast store one day and
do
a quick turn in.
No, I like your regular one.
I know, sweetie. You like mommy just to be just the way she is.
You know what's nice if you
like... And I like when you keep calling yourself mommy and referring to our relationship.
Because that's the way you reminded me last night. You had your hands crossed across your chest. You kept backing up. I'd walk towards you and you'd back away.
Creepy.
Like Dutch Reagan.
And you know, John, if you're looking for a wig, I found the synthetic Rick James wig for $46.
Oh, really?
It's Rick James slash Cleopatra.
Rick James wig. Beaded Cleopatra
it's
wig.
It's very, very nice. And for under $50, how can you say no?
I ain't wearing a wig, and I just want to say this to you. I love you, and if you want to grow your hair that way, I'm down with that. If you want to grow your hair like Sinead O'Connor, I'm down with that. But until such time as you medically or for life coming along and you know, making you wear, until such time, I will not be in the company of a woman with synthetic
hair. That's all right. I'm going to meet my girlfriend tonight, and we're going to be out, you know, we're going to be out on the town, and
that's right, Mommy. Keep going out, living that fantasy life.
And I look like a different woman. I was talking with my friends at work on what name I should use, and I think Angelie was the...
you know, it's a good thing.
Angelie?
It's a good thing I'm a secure man.
How about Angelie, and then you speak with, like, a slight accent?
I was thinking being French.
Yeah. Hello. Rob just found Wix.com for men.
For men?
Oh, Mike's over there.
So you got Bart with purple hair and me with long, brown, beautiful hair.
Well, it's Don's turn then. All right, I want to buy a bunch of them.
It's Don's turn to say, when do I get the normal family?
It isn't going to happen.
I don't think so.
At least it's keeping things interesting.
Most men would feel that way.
Yeah, except I know, see, what's going to happen is this is more of this whatever this is as you're heading towards 50. Now it's, okay, I got to get a wig and go out. You go out in Maryland tonight? I know you go out to the bars and you're like, I know you'll do all the stuff with guys coming up and talking to you and you'll pretend like, oh, I've got long hair. And, you know, listen, I'm sorry. It's a good thing I'm more secure than you think I am.
Well, good. Well, then we're both happy. And I'm a good girl, you know. Yeah. So, I've got long hair. I look like I did in 1973.
Good. Go on out. See how much money you can earn tonight.
All right. Now you've gone past the cure into rude.
Oh, sorry.
All right,
I heard you can, Mike. All right. I love you.
I'm sorry I scared you.
The weird wig just creeps me out. If you want to grow your hair, I'm all for it.
I know. You want me to let it go natural and be gray, and you'd like me to be chubby and gray and look like Maude, and then you'd be very...
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want is Beatrice Arthur. You know so well, Mommy.
Honey, I'm home. I'm home from a top day at the radio station.
You know so
come on.
Mommy. All right, Mommy. I'll see you later.
All right. Bye, sweetie.
All right. Love you. Goodbye.
Well, Frida, where are you going? You're going off to your job. I don't think so, Frida.
Keep wearing that wig, honey.
That wig is atrocious.
Keep wearing that crazy... And you know, the best way to describe it is Cleopatra.
At least it's synthetic, though. It's not human.
Not somebody else's hair. Yeah, less creepy, but still...
You know, not like corpse hair.
So creepy. And, you know, I'm convinced... You know, not that, God forbid, I would ever walk through the door of my house and my wife would come over to embrace me and give me a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
Anyway.
But like last... Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what fantasy world you live in, Buzz,
okay, right.
But I don't want...
That's just what I pictured for you.
I don't... Yeah, well, no, I'm sorry to break the fantasy. I don't come home and it's not like...
Not like Father Knows Best?
Huh. No.
They don't play the Dick Van Dyke theme?
Last night, even when I
trip
came
over
in,
the Autumn,
she wanted to hug.
Uh-huh.
I was fine hugging, but when I touched that, I said, no!
Right.
It's just creepy!
Now, did she shave her head?
She...
Because if that's the case, it's going to be a while.
Yes, I know. Then in which case, I would learn to live with it.
And I think when she gets home tonight, you know, pluck it off and a little scalp massage. Because I'm sure it's going to definitely need a little massaging.
Who knows what she's doing tonight.
She'll have wig hair.
She's going out tonight. That's another one of these turning 50 things.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, find me a Rasta wig, though. That'll be cool.
I was just on wigs.com. All I found was genuine hair pieces.
We got a break when we come back. Oh, God, trust me. You can continue on the Red Sox all day.
I'm fine. I got that out of my system. Now I just have to start getting nervous for the game 6 tonight.
I could talk all day about my crazy wife. But you know what we'll do? We'll talk to,
I don't know what the guy's name is. Two guys, John and Larry. These guys were in John Kerry's college band.
Oh, the Electras.
The Electras, correct. Uh-huh. They're all over everywhere, and we'll have them here when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Some of the other members of the crew are here as well. Where are they, Robbie? Where are the members of your crew? Well, they must have couldn't pass the security check.
We got an issue in America. Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
It's in the interest of a long-term peace in the world that we work for a free and secure and peaceful Iraq. A free and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
More people aren't necessarily killers.
It'll take time to restore chaos.
In my speech to the nation, baby boomers will be retiring. There's not going to be enough people contributing to the system to take advantage of people like me. If the tariffs and barriers everywhere are torn down, our economy will be strong.
That could go on and on. Now.
Two hot and hairy bears, Doug.
Right,
Don and Mike.
Let's do Friday on the show. Pick the Pros with Rich Eisen from NFL Network. It's brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. Nobody has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower. Rich has showed NFL Total Access. It's every night at 7 and 10. Go to NFL.com. For information. Is this one of the guys from the John Kerry band?
I think it's Larry.
It's Larry?
Larry, are you there?
It's Larry? Hey, Larry?
Yes, indeed.
Hi, Larry. Now, these guys are getting some pub right now before the election. We're trying to get both Larry and another guy named John on the phone, who are in the John Kerry band, The Electras. When were you guys... give me a time frame on this. What year did you guys get together with John Kerry?
Okay, well, it was the fall of 1960, and John Prouty and I had been jamming together as guitarists for 6 months, and then when we came back to school in September of 1960, we decided we would put together a band. So we first got ourselves a drummer, and that was Peter Lang. And then we needed to complete the traditional garage rock band format. We needed a bassist, and we found John Kerry.
Okay, now, so he was playing the bass.
That's right.
Now, back then, you must get this a lot, but of all the guys, all these, and I'm going to use this term, I mean this is a term of affection. Out of all the doofus guys that were in this band, yourself included, did you ever have a thought that one of you doofus guys in the band The Electras would run for president, and if all goes right, win? I mean, was there ever the shot when you just...
Well, I guess you're asking the question, did you think he had the stuff? Was there anything that would clue you into the fact that he was going to go on to the great things?
Well, I can't say that I ever thought that necessarily he would run for president, but I do think that John, and I knew this, that John was a step ahead of the rest of us. And
was he as
John and I were in the same U.S. history class, and from time to time, our teacher, who, if he thought that anybody in the class was getting a little lazy, he would say, "Come on, you guys, get on your duff and off your duff and get with it, because don't you realize you're going to be running this country in 25 years?" I thought that was ridiculous.
Were you guys...
You know, I was still a teenager.
Were you guys...
I don't think John felt that way.
Were you nerds?
I mean, you know.
What classification as far as the school? You went to a prep school, right? Is that where you were?
Yeah, it was a boarding school.
Was it all boys?
Boarding school.
Was it an all boys boarding school?
All boys boarding school.
So it's tough to classify because everybody's wearing like the same kind of uniform.
Mike, no, here's the thing. It's not. It's like when Bart went to Landon. My kid went not to a boarding school, but to an all boys private school here in the D.C. area.
Similar.
Yeah, and even in that context where they all had to wear khaki pants and a tie, there were jocks, there were stoners, there were slackers, there were kiss asses, there were nerds.
Well, let me ask, what category you think Senator Kerry fit into?
I think he was a combination of athlete and studious
nerd. Now listen, understand, we're not one of those trap shows. We're not like Rush Limbaugh. We support John Kerry, okay, and we've supported him to the extent that we've lost affiliates because we've talked about him.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just say that, okay, we support him.
Are all the members of the band, I'd be curious to know, are all the members of the band supporting him?
We know that a huge majority of the 13 people who played under the mantra of the Electras support John Kerry.
Okay, good to know.
Well, absolutely.
And we have to ask the most important question. How good a musician was he?
But hold on, I wanted to just get back.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll field that one.
He was
John. John had not played the bass too much before before he came into the band. And I can say in all honesty that this guy showed talent. He was resolute. He was dedicated.
Did you guys ever goof on him for looking like Herman Munster?
No, I don't think we did.
Oh, well, that guy there.
That gets back to the nerd question. You say he was studious. Would he have qualified? Was there a little nerddom in there at all?
Well, that's possible.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know, yeah, I mean, we all had our combination of things.
How did the Electras, as the band, when you started this, did you guys play dances? Did you play out in public at all?
Yes, we did. As a matter of fact, we played at not only St. Paul's School proms, but we played at a couple of dances at the Concord in New Hampshire.
Did you get any action off that?
We also played at the Concord Academy, which is an all-girls school.
There you go.
Yeah. So did you guys, listen, let's not speak about soon-to-be President Kerry. Did any other members of the band experience any groupie love?
I'm not quite sure how to feel that one.
That's a yes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that I think he said himself. I think I read where John Kerry said himself. It was, you guys, the main reason you all got this band together was a great way to get girls, right?
Now, how many records?
That was a pretty hard thing to do since there weren't many girls around.
At an all-boys school, right. Since the album, this Electras album that we've got has been out, and go to the, God, this is a long, what's your email, your website?
Our website?
The
website?
Yeah.
The Electras.com.
No, I got like the Electras rock and roll album.
We transferred it. Transferred it into the Electras.com after we did extensive research to be able so that we could really write a history of the band that was as complete and factual as possible.
Did any of the guys that were in the original Electras pursue music, continue in music, and make a career out of it?
I don't think any of them made it as their major profession, but played more or less.
Okay. Is this whole thing now that you're being interviewed and stuff, is this Spinal Tappy for you?
This is very interesting to me. I'll tell you, I never, ever, ever thought that what we did as Electras would come into the news. I never thought I would be a public persona of any sort.
Now, we're not going to hear commercials in the future from Electra Musicians for Truth or anything like that, are we?
No, you're not.
Okay, all right.
Well, then without joking, because we've got 8,000 million fake records, let's do here John Kerry and the guys in the Electras. How many years ago?
1960.
43 years ago.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Well, they're better than Joe's band.
Yeah.
Joe, don't get mad.
A lot of bass.
I'm kidding about that, Joe. I love your version of I'm Not in Love. Joe.
It sounds 1960.
Hard to believe you.
1960. That is really primitive. You remember that we did this on a one-track Ampex reel-to-reel tape recorder, one microphone hanging above all of our instruments.
Hard to believe you weren't getting laid with this kind of stuff.
I don't think so.
You know, for Garage Band, I mean, I'm just talking about the quality of the recording.
You know why? Because they were nerds.
Right, right.
I mean, wear that badge proudly.
Sure.
Listen, really, you're right. For one mic on a reel-to-reel Ampex.
Yeah. I mean, really. I mean, not bad. You know, as somebody that's recorded, I mean, it's amazing.
Now, did John ever want to perform a song one way, and then, you know, the next day he wanted to perform it a different way?
Stop it.
That's funny.
Now, in those days, you couldn't go back and take another part of your
yeah. Right, you had to just record the whole thing.
That was it. You had it.
Now, are there any vocals at all on this album?
I'm afraid to say there are, and it's my voice.
Hey!
Oh! Let's get a taste of that.
What's the cut of that?
The Summertime Blues.
There's no cure for the Summertime Blues.
All right, now let's rock out. Here we go. John Terry and the Electrics. I didn't realize you had so much time to talk. How you doing? 405 on 2427. Well, I'm gonna raise a boat, I'm gonna raise a horse. Is that you?
That is me.
Dude, that's bad. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, good.
I mean, that's good.
When you gotta walk a leap.
It's a kid,
cool. Oh, you know, I'll give that a round of applause.
Absolutely.
How old were you then?
Yeah, Larry, exactly how old were you when that was recorded?
I was 16.
Yeah, 16 years old.
Now, is there any chance, the last thing I ask you here, any chance our boy wins, your guy wins, our boy wins? You know, Clinton had
the saxophone, right?
Fleetwood Mac. I'm thinking even at the parties. Where
yeah, right. The inaugural, right? Right.
Any chance, and also going back with Clinton with the sax, any chance your guy wins, he reunites at one of these parties with you?
You know what? I think it's almost a certainty because I remember at the when he accepted the nomination at the convention, the camera came in and panned on the cover of the album, and John said, with a wink in his eye to a reporter, he said, "You know, I hear talk of a possible reunion."
Oh, my. Well, that would be...
Oh, that's too funny. I mean,
can you hear this?
That's amazing. That's a long time to have something, hold up as long as it's held up.
Dude, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And your website, again, is theelectris.com?
It is indeed.
It is? All right. Thanks for being on the show.
Take care, Larry. Thank you.
Mike, great talking with you.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1960?
Wow.
A Garage Band. I mean,
hi there.
I'm not talking about the musicianship. I'm talking about the recording. Not bad.
Not bad.
Really?
Future president.
Yeah.
Wonder what Bush was doing in 1960. Wonder how many boogers he was eating in 1960.
That's unfair. He didn't eat them.
Hold on. Let me play.
I think he sings on this one. Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, hi there. How do you do? I'm your new neighbor, so very nice of you to call. Down spot, down. Spot. Down boy. Scott.
John Kerry.
John Kerry speaking.
Spotty gets so excited when we have company. Won't you come in? Fine.
John Kerry.
Why are you staring at me like that?
You have big bolts, John Kerry.
I mean, haven't you ever seen a person with green skin before? Or did I bolt my head on crooked this morning?
Anyway, that's from the album, The Electras.
The Electras.
It's good to have that guy on the show.
Yeah. Pretty young sounding guy for, a guy 60 years old.
Yeah. You know what, about the election? Phone scam! Now, 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly to get on the air with these unscreen calls. 877-365-3636. I guess when we come back, I'll bring up, please don't call me a fag.
Fag!
although I am, because I watch The View sometimes. Teresa Hines Carey was on today.
Your lady?
Yeah. Listen, they should keep her away from the microphone for the next 2 weeks. Vitally important.
Yeah, she's a loose cannon.
To keep her away from... For instance, one of the things that they asked her was, they said, your comments, you're making comments that normally women that are running for first lady don't make. Here's the answer that she gave. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she wasn't prepped for this one, because there was a lot of answers she was prepped for, which she would say, all I know is that if we need a leader, I would want to be in the whole foxhole with John Kerry, someone who actually went and did it. You know,
right.
She had
right.
her standard lines.
Right.
They're saying, like when you said shove it, you know, you say these crazy things. And she said, well, the problem is I don't speak English good.
That's
and,
a good time.
And sometimes I say things and my children, they say to me, oh, mama, do you realize what you have said? Mm-hmm. And I say, oh, I do not know what that means in English. Now, I'm wondering, is she walking around to people going like,
may I bumble dog face to the banana patch?
You know, or like what Jay Thomas used to do when he worked at Macy's.
Sure.
You know, F you very much.
Yeah, yeah. And he would, you know, so people couldn't hear him.
There was a DJ that I worked with who took acting classes on the weekend. And one of the drills that they gave him was to go to Macy's in New York where he was supposed to sell handbags from a kiosk.
Right.
And what he would do was that would get you to interact with people.
Right.
And we would go down and watch him do this because it was funny. He was a disc jockey and he was selling handbags at Macy's. So when we were around watching him, whenever he would ring up a sale, he would say to somebody, F you very much.
Right, and he said it so quick that they couldn't, you know.
And it was it was great because either he'd say it and we'd crack up. Or, this is where he would tell his teacher he was using his acting skill, which later obviously paid off for him on more.
Yeah, he's been on a lot of movies and TV shows. Right?
If someone would say, excuse me, he would lay on the absolute best, I don't have any idea what you're speaking about. And as a matter of fact, I'm rather offended that you used that word with me. If you would like me to get a manager over here, I would be glad to because I don't talk that way, and I don't appreciate being talked to that way. And, you know.
Meanwhile, you guys are doubled over in the
car. Right, yeah, we're dying. We're absolutely dying.
That is the best.
Call now, please, for the phone scan. What am I saying, please? A lot of you I don't want to call.
Call if you want. Yeah. Don't call if you don't.
Right, thanks, Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What are the chances that Hoffman's wife would have the same, you know, allergy? That's just incredible.
That's much luckier than that.
Lucky woman. She used up a few of her nine lives.
Yes, she did. Hey, I just wanted to, because you reminded me, I want to tell you, there's two guys, Don and Mike, they do a show on Westwood One. We don't get it in Los Angeles. But some reason they watch us. They watch us, they're on the East Coast. They watch us, I think, on the early Pacific Coast feed is what they call it. They get an early CBS feed.
Baby.
And they, big fans,
radio jocks?
Radio disc jockeys.
Radio jocks?
Hi there.
Apparently a big fan of mine.
I am,
and
I love
said,
her.
Yeah, okay, sure. And then, stop kidding, Kevin. I thought it was my brother. And they said, would you like to do a little call-in? And I said, oh, sure, that's fine. So I called in, and I said, prove to me that you're a big fan. He goes, well, I see you at 5:07, and then about 5:13, you come on, and about 5:45, you do the morning dish. And I went, okay, creepy. Okay, kind of creepy.
I am creepy.
He knew, like, all the old jobs I had and stuff. Anyway, his partner, Mike, said, you know, his wife knows about this, and it's kind of weird. You know, he watches you every morning and stuff. I said, what did your wife think about it?
Yeah.
Get him on the, get her on the phone. She's like, Rita, do you mind that he's kind of obsessive? And she goes, no. You know what? I can't control my husband's fantasies.
Right.
You want him? You got him.
She didn't take me, incidentally.
I love her. So I wanted to give a little shout-out. Thanks to those guys. If you're in Sacramento or some of their 45 affiliated cities, listen to the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Lisa Joyner.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
What? Radio jock? What are you, radio jock?
Make love
radio,
with me.
Radio jock. Radio jock. Anyway, that's... Oh, hold on. We got to do the rejoiner thing.
We're dealing with here.
Right.
is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Thank you. Wait till you hear what they done did. The Don and Mike Show.
Radio Jocks.
You see, that's a girl.
Radio Jocks.
But I watched on the Los Angeles station on satellite.
Radio Jocks there?
And tonight, she'll be hosting the Late Late Show on CBS, the show that's on after Letterman.
Lisa Joyner. What? Join her on the show tonight.
Watch her.
She's hot and she's funny, and I plucked her a long time ago.
Well, what do you think's going to... You're the great guru. What do you think is going to come of this?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. But it's a good shot for her. She's talented and she's funny.
And
yes, Buzz, and pretty.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on the show, Jomo's.
Jomo's? Yay. Just going to go on the street again.
You know, it's about 2 weeks until the election, and we've got some questions, and they have to do some of them with the election. So we'll send Joe out tomorrow to have him talk to those. Oh, don't even bother putting his music in.
I'll bring him in.
Well, we got the phone scan here.
Right.
We'll review the questions with him later.
Come on, Fuzzy.
Also tomorrow.
See, that's part of the deal. I'm paying $450 so I can call you Fuzzy
that's
all
right.
The time.
Dude Walker will be on tomorrow as well.
Yeah,
Walker. About time we had him on. Here we go with your phone calls at 877-365-3636. We still haven't owned, you know. God. We still have not even gotten to the great new Japanese alarm clock.
They have new ones?
No, Rob, don't even talk about it yet.
It's super terrific and happy, though.
I know. Today, we're too jammed up. We got the Mr. San Francisco guy.
Can we play the game tomorrow, though?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we'll look forward to it always.
Always. we have the Japanese. Is it Japanese or Chinese alarm clock?
It's the same thing.
Same thing. We've never gotten to Buddha Mouse.
Buddha Mouse.
Also, should tell you that today when we had lunch with Todd Hughes,
yes,
the de facto general manager, we found out about another great boner pulled by Beth Ann McBride, our producer.
Oh, no. She did something again involving him?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She did.
That poor girl.
But anyway, we don't have time for it now. We'll tell you sometime. So stay listening.
Yeah.
That's our motto.
Mm-hmm.
Stay listening. The Don and Mike Show. Stay listening. Hello, phone scan. Hello, Don and Mike Show phone scan.
Don, big fan.
Radio guy here. Hi. Other radio guy here as well.
Hello. What can we do for you, sir?
News guy here also.
You have something to say.
Don, big fan, and now you're silent.
This would be
Hello.
A good time to talk.
We're here.
You on the phone.
You damn dummy. Hello. Moron. Absolute friggin' moron. And I bet...
Not good.
And I bet an undecided voter.
Yeah, not good at all.
Probably a Yankee fan.
Yeah, you bet.
Hello,
thank you.
Don and Mike Show. I told you, I'm really on your side.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, radio gang members.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing? Ah! It's Matt!
All right, just what the hell is going on?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show phone scan. Hello.
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 Did you hear about the new poster came up for President Bush?
Are you trying to tell a joke?
No, it's not a joke. It's a real thing. It came out over there in Western Maryland around Frederick County.
I love your speech pattern. I don't know what it is you're going to say, but I'm intoxicated by your on-again, off-again slur.
Come on, Don. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
That's what it read. So a vote for President Bush is like running in the Special Olympics. No matter how you look at it, it's like an intelligent person voting for a retard.
What? Oh, you must have seen that on my car. How come you didn't stop me to say hello?
What's wrong with you?
No, is there an actual poster?
No. Now, what is wrong with you?
Mike, what we should ask him is, how many... Oh, let me speak slower. How many medals have you won?
You ought to know, Don. You got the gold.
I thought you were a big fan.
This is three in a row.
Yeah.
My God,
that's
not
creepy.
The joke. This is a big sign.
Good start. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Radio Jocks.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Radio Jocks.
I come before the radio gods with a small request. I'm a huge freaking fan of the pre-show, but I was wondering if tomorrow maybe Tom Leckis could do a cameo instead of a Mike.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Again, please leave the driving to us. I don't even know what
please.
He's going to say.
It's just as well.
Just please leave the driving to us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Starting. Hello.
Some days it's tougher than others.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
The stuff you were playing yesterday with the Elvis singing Nirvana and Leonard Skinner?
Yeah.
Where do I get that, then?
You know, we do get a lot of requests. Yeah. Robbie, who is that?
I'd like to have a
sing
guy.
That thing. It's out of print for years. Sure. You can sometimes find it on eBay. His name is The King.
The King, that's the Elvis impersonator, and he sings all the contemporary, well, at the time, contemporary songs.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hi, Sam.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Boy, I really, you know that guy the other night I was hassling with?
Yeah, the guy at the game?
This is Sam Huff.
He came up on the short end of the stick.
Yeah. Right, so okay.
Don and Mike Show. Hello, phone scan.
Hey, guys, what's happening, man?
I'll tell you, there's retardation spreading today, my friend.
Yes.
Put on your protective clothing. Get your outbreak suit on.
It's out there.
It helps me, though. It helps me to understand certain things. It helps me to understand why the polls are so close.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Mike from Bakersfield, the guy that brought you the Purple Hearts.
Yep.
Oh, hi, Mike. Oh,
hi, yes, hi there, Mike.
Hey, Bob, how was that beer, buddy?
Rob, how was the beer?
It was delicious. It never saw that evening.
Buddy.
I drank all of it.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Buzz?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Buzz, I'm so happy I didn't bring you anything, you big friggin' whiner.
Wait a minute. Now, why an attack on Buzz?
Oh, I believe because we attacked this guy. And I remember this. This guy was the guy that's working for the other guy that is on our station in Bakersfield.
Right.
And he brought everybody a gift except Buzz.
I don't really recall whining. I recall pointing out that I was the only person who didn't get a gift from you when you came here.
And I stand up for
it
Buzz.
It sounded...
In that regard. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Suck on that dial tone.
Beer was awful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
That's a very rare, unprovoked attack on Buzz.
And I want to add, I never drank the beer.
It was yucky.
I know you didn't. You were gifted, though.
I thought anyone who wanted it could have it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, radio gods.
What?
No, what
were you going to say?
That's from yesterday when I was watching the game. I was wondering if you were going to re-gift the gift I got you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No doubt.
The gift that's still in the bag. I got him the wrong flavor of vodka.
Oh, dear.
Couldn't be any more clear. Here it is, sitting right next to his chair.
It's two bottles.
Where I gave it. Yeah, two nice bottles.
That's so generous.
Two bottles.
I guess the orange is not consumable by you anymore.
No, you know, I like the vanilla vodka.
Yeah. Now I know.
And I didn't say anything to you about
it. No. Well, sometimes actions speak louder than words.
You know? Yeah, like when you forget a guy's birthday, and then after
don't blame it on me.
And then after you forget it, when it's obviously something you just ran into the liquor store at the last minute and said, "Hold on, what is he like? Let me think.
Yeah.
Right." You know, and you remember something I liked 2 years ago.
That's it. I'm done. No, don't worry about it. Next time, don't worry about it.
Hello,
that's
Don it. And Mike Show.
I'm not going to trouble myself at all anymore again. Yes, it was the last minute gift. Throw it away. Don't leave it underneath the desk where I can see it.
It's underneath the desk.
That's just such an obvious way of going. I thought you drank that out like in a pinch or something.
I'm not. I swear to Christ, I'm not doing that to piss you off. It's not like I'm thinking Mike's going to come in every day and see this bag underneath the desk. No.
I was watching the games last week and then this week. I always sit down at your desk to watch the game.
I
look down and there it is, just where it stays. It will stay forever.
If I wanted to be cruel about it,
if you were in a pinch, though, you'd drink that, wouldn't you? If you were in a pinch.
That's kind of why it's there.
In emergency?
Yeah. Emergency.
I got no problem with
that. Break glass.
Everybody needs a big, gigantic 3-liter bottle of vodka.
I mean, you could use it.
No, what I'm saying is, it's one of those really,
it's huge.
Big bottles of booze.
It's tasty, too.
It is.
You can just splash it over ice, you know? And hey, did I run out and just get it at the last minute? Yeah, but for me, isn't that okay?
Yeah, which is why, I mean, this whole thing with it still being in the bag, I'm not trying to guilt you into anything or say, look at this, Mike.
I know, but gifts are important to you, and it's as every time I go in there and I look at it, it's just that bag saying to me, he hated it.
No, you know the gift you give me every day? The gift of laughter.
The greatest gift. Be still, my beating heart.
Hello. Not at my show.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you guys doing?
The greatest gift you give me is when you actually show up for the show every day.
Thank you. And the gift you gave me today, going out to lunch with Michael Hughes.
Yeah, now that really is a gift. You didn't have,
lunch
you didn't
with
have
management.
You didn't have to go on that lunch.
That's right.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
We're doing great.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. When I was overseas, my wife recorded your show and would send me burned CDs of your show all day so I could listen to you guys while I was gone.
I'd love to hear that. That's great news.
Cool. Where were you?
I was over in Iraq for a couple months.
That's well, terrific. Welcome home. You don't have, do you have to go back?
No, I don't.
The Infinity Lawyers will be in touch.
Rob.
Well, Mike, it is illegal to record the show.
Yes, yeah. I hate to put servicemen in jail.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
But you must teach them.
Now, get in our naked pyramid. Everybody that's recorded the show illegally. Yeah,
there we go.
In our naked pyramid.
That fan will be putting a leash on you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm pointing.
You have to go back?
Hello. Yep. I'm sorry you missed it. Your radio's
Lindy,
up.
Lindy McBride.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, come on.
Hello.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don Mike show.
Hello, Mike. It's the midget.
The Pedro's Pedro's
yes,
War?
Yes, I'm in my underwear in a baseball cap here.
Wow.
I love you.
I love you too, midget. I'm starting to get nervous about tonight already.
Don and Mike show. Don't be nervous.
I'm
going to win tonight, Mike.
I hope so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay, everybody asked us that. We're doing great.
So
good. I have one request for you.
Yes.
Every listener wants to hear it, too. Buzz has got to read the transcript from O'Reilly's thing on the smoking gun.
Okay, now listen, you're another guy that wants to try to tell us how to do the show. You know, I try to be nice to you guys. There's a reason that we're talking into the microphone and you're listening. There's a reason.
Did you hang up?
Hello?
Hello?
No, he's still there.
No, he's just
waiting for your reason.
Do you talk to the TV a lot?
No.
When you listen to CDs, do you ever think, God damn, I'd like to call that Mark McGrath to tell him, I could have, you know, they should have done something different with Sugar Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that you have this intimacy with us? You don't. We're doing the show. Shut up. We've already
covered a phone scan.
We've already covered this. Yes, okay, technically you're correct. On a phone scan, you can say anything.
Exactly.
Right. I agree, though. I have to agree with this caller.
When I read that bit about the Caribbean bit,
I'd like to hear.
All I could think of was Buzz reading that.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. I hope you're thinking about that when you're in the bathtub.
Buzz was trying his Bill O'Reilly impression on me out in the hallway. Master mimic.
Listen, I, of course, am just kidding you, as I do all of our retarded listeners. But really, to be honest with you, you're an idiot. And first off, we couldn't really read the entire transcript because it's not what we do anymore. Secondly, we did cover it in great detail on Monday's episode when Buzz did read a lot of the stuff that you're talking about.
And I don't know if Buzz will have anything. I hope I'm not scooping anybody here, but reading today that Bill O'Reilly has canceled many of the interviews that were scheduled to promote his children's book.
I don't guess
so. Let me just say, whatever it is that you're thinking, we're always 10 steps ahead of you. Right.
The O'Reilly Factor for kids. So.
That's why we're on the radio and you're listening to the radio.
But thanks for asking. Leave your number. I'll call and read it to you later.
I'd love that.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, pound sand. Do you stupidly believe Buzz will call you?
Of course not.
Listen, Buzz isn't going to call you. Don't call again.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
We don't have time for you.
I'm sorry. I'm sensitive about that.
And read the O'Reilly
Jesus
for
Christ.
Kids.
You know, I don't hear this on any other show, and maybe it's because we take the unscreened calls.
That's it.
I don't hear the other shows where people call up and go, hey, you know what? I really love the show. I'm a big fan. I just really would like to hear Buzz read the exact transcript. Hello? We did it on Monday.
Now, I suggest you pay closer attention.
Here's my theory. Our show, I think, is like a monkey.
We don't have time for your theory right now. We've got to take some more calls.
People like to dress up monkeys in different costumes.
This is a no-spin zone.
They're trying to get from us.
Hello, Mike
Burbank over here.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi, welcome to the Wig Show.
A long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah,
and
sure
I
you are. And I'm a virgin.
About 10 years. I got a couple things. Number one, did you guys know that Leah Remini was on the Howard Stern show this morning?
Wow. Oh, well, that cuts us to the quick. What should we do? Chop off an animal's head and send it to her in the mail?
Yes, a horse's head.
A horse's head.
Oh, God. Your name is Don, right? Don.
Yes, it would be Don.
Well, my phone's broken.
Don and yeah. Mike.
Yeah. I got it.
No,
I got
no,
it.
No, no. My name is Bill, and I'm all out of diesel batteries.
I got a second thing.
Sure you do. Good for you.
Does gambling with my daughter's education money make me a bad father?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless it's a sure thing. All right. Thank you for the lock. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gambled under genetics.
Hello.
Don and Mike and company.
Hi there.
Hey, Don, I want to do you a favor.
Really? How much will you charge?
I will charge you nothing. All I require is Frida's new wig, if it still has her scent on it.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
That is a little creepy.
I thought that I was doing a little hitman thing there, and that guy, it turns out...
he was acting out a scene from Scent of a Woman.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
I have a question for you.
Sure, just don't tell us how to do the show. That pisses me off.
No, I wouldn't tell you how to do the show, big man.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, big man.
I would just like to say, I like you all, y'all are really good. But when are you ever going to play some music? See ya.
We have been playing fewer songs.
There he goes.
Yeah, okay, we
off
have.
Off into the night.
We have, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mark.
Hello, yes.
Radio Masterminds.
Mastermind. What are you doing, Elvis?
He's doing everything, always. What do you want?
No, I just wanted to speak to the Radio Masterminds. Hey, you know when callers call up and waste your time? Well, if you're here...
Right, okay. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yes, we do.
You know, that sounded just like Owen Wilson to me.
Hello, Don.
It been him.
Don and Mike show. Might have. Hello, didn't we have a Baldwin call one time?
Yeah, but one of the lesser Baldwins.
Hey, and listen to this mouth breather. You just stopped.
Oh,
there it is again.
Wow.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio Josh.
Hi there.
How are you?
Fine.
I want to thank Don.
Of course. No need. Just send me a dollar.
Thank you. Thank you for turning me on to Cinnamon Rush.
To what?
Oh, the toothpaste, right?
Cinnamon Rush.
Cinnamon Rush, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Sorry, Mike.
That's really nice.
I called it. You got cooties now. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing very well.
That's awesome. I got a brand new rocking chair. It's kick-ass.
Wow. You know, what's great is when they cluster.
Hello.
When they all stick together.
Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Radio station, yes. Yes, of course, Don and Mike. That's why I said Don and Mike when I answered the phone.
Sorry about that. Hey, Donnie, have you been to the Packers stadium since it's been added on to?
No, I've not been to the atrium and stuff. I hear it's beautiful.
Well, I got tickets for this Sunday's game if you'd want to go.
You
want to
go with this guy Sunday?
Yeah, up in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Hold on a second. You know what? No, I can't make it, but I do have the Packers schedule in front of me. Do you have tickets for the whole year?
My parents have season tickets.
Ah. Do they have the tickets for the game on the 17th of Never been member?
He was just being nice. You should go with him.
Yeah. Oh, shut up, you. I should go. You should go with him, Mike.
He'll pick you up. As long as he doesn't breathe through his mouth.
Listen. Thank you very much. Generally speaking, everybody scares me. Not just our listeners. I mean, everybody scares me. Do you know I actually use that as an excuse with my wife? Although it wasn't an excuse. I was being honest. We were talking about Saturday night. We went to see Lewis Black, and I left early because I'm tired. And
scared.
Yeah, and she said to me, she said, why was part of the reason? I said, do you know how long I was out with people? She said, what? I said, it's like 5 hours. Really, that's part of my defense now. I said, I spent 5 hours with other people.
I know, and that kills you.
It does.
You want to go back to the fortress of solitude.
Right. We're here. I feel safe here.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, it's good that you feel safe here, but just realize I'll never say that to you. I'll never say that to you as long as we work together.
No, Mike.
But I really like spelled it out to you that, you know, really, you're in the company of millions right now.
No, we're not.
It's just that.
No, we don't.
No, I'm not going to follow through on that.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. One more time. Hello. Or just go ahead and hang up and rot in hell.
What say you, ask?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How are you anyway?
Come on. Okay, my friend. You're the last person, the last caller, the last call ever in the history of radio.
Thank God.
What can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, kudos on your Red Sox there, huh?
Hey, are you from Canada?
Hey, no.
You sound like you're from Canada there, huh?
Nah, eh?
Oh, yeah, what do you sound like? It?
You're just following the spectacular trend of calls that we've had today.
Oh, my God.
Canada, but I am retarded.
Here on your show of shows.
Well, at least he admitted that he was retarded.
Oh, retarded? All right. Well, listen, you won a prize.
Excellent.
Because you're the last person on the phone scan. What is your name? Any idea?
It would be Mr. D-Bag.
No, your real first name, comedian, okay?
All right. It's Burl.
Burl? Burl. Like B-U-R-L, like Burl Ives?
I wish. It's Earl, as in E-A-R-L.
Oh, Earl.
Earl.
Yeah, of course. Earl. Didn't it sound like Burl?
Yes, it did. Yes. I thought the same thing. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Yeah, it's Earl.
All right, well, listen, Burl. Here's what you've won. You've won a trip for two anywhere that Independence Air flies.
Holy Lord.
That's right, Burl. Washington's new low-fare airline is here. 300 flights a day from Dulles alone to 35 cities, including... Oh, yes, Buzz, that guitars really do win on the Don and Mike show. Including Tampa Bay, Orlando, Chicago, Detroit.
Not so.
And...
Can I take Rudolph with me?
Here's our winner, Burl.
Thank you. For information, go to flyeye.com, Independence Air. Go your own way. They fly to a bunch of great cities. You got two round trip tickets for Pearl.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Now, radio writers all around are going, JFK did it first this year.
Hey, Mike. That's good.
And we're first.
This is for the guy who wanted more music.
And we can claim we're first this year.
We've started the Christmas song.
Before Halloween. 2 weeks before Halloween.
All right, dumbass. I mean, treasured listener, thank you for listening. Or just continue to sit there
God!
Like everybody else has today on the telephone.
What's wrong today?
Can I have the last word?
No, well, let me explain something. You just won a prize, and it was a really good prize.
Yeah.
Why the long gate?
No, and now listen, we can't say that anymore on the show,
man.
Although I agree.
Is it nerves? Is it what you're excited to be on? What is it with guys like you?
You could probably help a lot of women with problems they have in that area.
Right.
I don't doubt that you, in many ways, are a walking product is.
No, I think what it is instead of
I'm a hump. I'm a hump.
Accepting the prize, what he's doing is he's thinking of something funny to say, which he shouldn't because he can't.
No.
I'm terrible.
Don't think about funny things to say. Don't ask us about how we're doing the show. And for God's sakes, on a day like today, don't ask us how we're doing. I have been doing fine until I had to have lunch with Michael Hughes. And then I have to talk to people like you.
Would I have been better off to say, how have you been?
No.
Rob.
Maybe.
See,
maybe,
you just got a smile out of us, but then there's the one. There's the man we call Rob's. We name Rob sometimes after that old Clint Eastwood movie, Unforgiven.
All right, so you've won the prize. That's it. I don't think you need the last word because that's just a way for me to hang up on you.
Well, that's kind of what I was hoping for.
We continue to talk to you, but we don't have time.
You want to be hung up on?
I think I deserve it.
That forfeits your prize, Ed.
You forfeit your prize. Are you willing to forfeit your prize?
Yeah.
You are. So you're willing, in essence, you are willing to commit prize suicide because you know you're a bad caller?
Yes.
That's I admire that.
I salute you, Dead Man Walking, and I say, hang up the phone yourself, then.
No, I think since he's giving up his prize, we can give him the last word.
Yeah.
No, but, Mike, it's just a...
Just let him say goodbye, at least, or say something, a witticism. Okay. One final witticism.
Eject.
He's gone.
Yeah. See, he didn't even want to play along with that.
No, he didn't want to play along with that.
He didn't want to play along with that.
He didn't get the prize.
No, he didn't get the prize.
Wow. I think that's good.
And nobody gets the prize today.
Uh-huh.
Nobody gets the prize. I'm taking the prize. Do they fly to Mars?
Oh, you have to go to Detroit.
Don, I'd like the prize.
Okay, you can have, Mike, you can have the prize.
I need it. I'd really like to be flying somewhere. So
somebody has to win this prize. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Donnie with an I?
Yeah, and Mike with an E. Listen, if you play your cards right, which means don't say a freaking word except like your name, you're going to win a prize.
Ed.
There you go. Ed, great. City?
Spokane.
prize is this, Ed, a round trip to anywhere that Independence Air flies.
Sweet.
Beautiful. FlyEye.com, Independence Air, go your own way.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.
Hold the line, please.
That's all we needed.
Look at that behavior.
There you go.
That's great.
Beautiful. Shh. Not a word, my sweet. protect the silence, my sweet.
My sweet. Now you're creeping me out. You're creeping me out as much as you got creeped out by your wife's wig.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Sweet. I'll give you the prize myself during the break, my sweet. Stop it. God. I don't really hate these listeners.
That's making my flesh crawl. Yes, it is.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is the Vatican.
Pope.
The recorded message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
Let's see what the Pope has to say.
Alice Cooper, no. And I wouldn't be caught dead listening to Don Geronimo or Mike O'Meara. No. They make me sick.
That's not the Pope.
Hi, this is Cher, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
She's not the Pope.
Hi, this is Roger Ebert, and I never listened to Don and Mike. In fact, I never have.
Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from the right side of the dirt, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Not smoky, but the miracles. That's right. Hold on a second. Oh, Nancy O'Dell is off today.
Oh, right.
That time again already?
Yeah. She's got the fastest cycle. It was like 2 weeks ago
right.
that the beautiful, congenial hostess of Access Hollywood, Accent Hollywood, was on, and she was having some... girl time.
No. She is really not flu. She had the flu.
Oh, you call it the flu, I call it girl time. All I know is that it's
female
back.
Flu.
It's back.
Calendar doesn't match up.
Yeah, there's no shot for that, Rob. No.
The female flu.
There's only one shot.
The flu.
No, stuff you won't hear on Entertainment Tonight or Access Hollywood, which is the show we should plug.
Right.
Please watch whoever's replacing Nancy O'Dell tonight on Access Hollywood.
Well, I saw the guy last night, and, he's interesting.
Mr. Tool?
Yes, yeah. That's his name.
Now, I love stuff about Jerry.
Jerry Lewis?
Guess the Jerry, though, Mike.
All right, go ahead.
It's not Jerry Lewis.
Can you give me more?
It's a visual.
So it's not Jerry Lewis and it's a visual.
You don't get it on the visual. My second favorite Jerry to talk about ever.
Jerry Seinfeld.
There you go.
Yeah,
right. Well, yeah, but that's kind of there you go.
Rob, okay. I'm telling you now. Give Rob the visual you gave me, and he's doing it wrong.
Yeah, no, okay.
He can't do it. Anyway.
That's for Halloween.
Let's move on.
Okay. Yes.
Let's move on.
I thought you'd understand. I get it. Okay. I see.
Very good.
I see.
Very clever.
You know, it's like...
Our sign language class has to be. We have to re-up.
But here's the thing. You knew what I meant.
Yes.
It's like, you ever see Peyton Manning go to the line with Marvin Harrison, and he just taps his head, taps his hip, makes his little hand signals. They know what they mean.
Absolutely. So, you know, remember before... Okay, now we're moving on. So you have something about Jerry.
Yeah. And now... Okay, I understand what you're talking about.
The absolutely, thing
before,
yes.
That I didn't want you to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
You
don't move on.
Okay. Jerry Seinfeld... He's rich.
Mm-hmm. Richer than most Americans.
I'm fine with that. Jerry, however, is going to be in the November issue of Vogue magazine.
Is he?
And he's doing an article about him, about how he's let all of the guilt go, about how great he is, about how rich he is,
good.
And about how we all want him to have a great life.
Oh, I'm going to puke.
Let's start with this one. You know he's got a car thing.
Yeah, wasn't he building a garage?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he has so many Porsches. He built a garage for him in New York. He also has some of his Porsches stored at an airport
hangar
out in Santa Monica. So,
You know what's the worst thing about this to me is that this Vogue article and everything is all tied into the fact that season one comes out in time for Christmas.
That's right.
So once again, he's talking about how he doesn't care, but
a little more money.
Yeah, but you know, even a Seinfeld fan, and I still am. It's still the funniest show.
Yeah. Sure.
You read this though, and you go, Jesus, Jerry. You know, I'm not going to buy it on DVD because you don't need the money.
Right.
Quote: Why deny myself the best? Because of the image it has. You know, for a long time, I didn't want to have a Porsche. In the 80s, in L.A., a Porsche had become a piece of obnoxious jewelry. When I bought my first Porsche, I thought, what it means to me is more important than what it says to the world. It's a point of maturity. Owning your own Porsche, that's when you have your own style.
What? Don't overanalyze it.
Hold on. There's more.
Make money, buy a nice car, whoop-de-doo.
There's more. He took this same Vogue magazine on the tour of his house. Now, the house he bought from Billy Joel in the Hamptons.
The huge one, and didn't he, like, tear it down and rebuild it?
Right. $50 million. He says, quote, it's nice, I guess. I like it here. I like the way the air smells. I like the town. I don't care what people think. Thank you, Jerry.
He's got issues.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jerry.
He's had issues for a long time. Well, he's a comedian. And you know, yeah. by the very nature of that profession, good ones are not. Some of the most hateful people you'll ever meet.
Anyway, he's rich. Now, Mike, you were working on your Bill O'Reilly there a second ago.
Yes.
And, let me see, Stuff Magazine hits the streets in less than a week. This is bad timing for O'Reilly.
Well, it's a piece of trash.
This is bad timing for Bill O'Reilly.
Why? What are they saying about it?
Well, he's got the kids' book coming out, and he's got all this stuff with the sexual harassment suit.
Right.
In the interview that he gave to Stuff Magazine a year...
Magazine.
Magazine a year ago.
What did he say in the magazine? So, all right. Yeah. Bad timing. So he's giving an interview to Stuff Magazine.
To a magazine. Yeah, he is. Anyway, in that interview, he talked about how beautiful Norwegian women are and Thai women are.
Mm.
And now, quote, now keep in mind, this is from the magazine,
right.
But when he was having these alleged dirty phone calls with the girls,
yes.
He said that the first time he ever got laid was with a couple of beautiful Scandinavian stews.
Yeah,
right. And that he had the thing with the woman from Bali.
Yeah, the little, didn't he say something, she quoted him saying, his little brown woman from Bali?
Right. Yes, who really loved his
size.
His anatomy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's quotes now from Bill O'Reilly from this interview that was scheduled to run... Now, they're not doing this to torpedo him. It's
right,
just,
it's too late. It's off to the presses.
It's like, you know, he's booked on Good Morning America this week or last week, whatever it is, to promote his goddamn kids' book.
Yeah, the O'Reilly Factor for Kids.
Mm-hmm. So here's what he says. The most beautiful women in the world are in two countries, Norway and Thailand. No question, it's a matter of genetics. Look at the Norwegians. They're blonde and blue-eyed. They're healthy. They're tall and Viking-esque. In Thailand, it's just an elegant look. Beautiful women. Also, quote, the most unattractive women in the world are probably in the Muslim countries. You can't see them. You're assuming if they're dressed head to toe in black and I can only see eyebrows, there's something going on. Of course.
Oh, my God.
It could be wrong.
Brother Donald, doesn't that sound like another talk show host like
yeah,
me?
Yeah, that whole genetic thing, wow. that's scary.
You know,
it's really scary when you hear these guys, because you know, you wonder where it comes from, and I think, I could go on for
2 hours about that, but man, it just seems to me, it really does.
More O'Reilly.
Yes.
More O'Reilly stuff, besides the article.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, the whole thing that got part of this going was that allegedly one night he had a porn slut on his show,
mm-hmm. Right?
And she got him all hot.
Got him all ramped up.
And he called the co-worker. Well, the porn slut is now issuing her own press release. We're trying to get her on the show. Her name is Savannah Sampson. She says she wishes that Bill O'Reilly would have called her, because she would have given him phone sex for much less than $60 million.
Wow.
She says she was surprised to hear about the woman suing O'Reilly because, quote, he did not flirt with me the night that I was on the O'Reilly Factor, let alone ask me for my phone number. He was the perfect gentleman.
Hmm.
I do think he was attracted to me. I was really nervous about being interviewed by him, so I made sure to look him in the eye. I think he's very attractive.
She thinks a lot of men are attractive.
He has very nice eyes. Oh. And then she points out she would have sex with Bill O'Reilly. So somebody is coming to Bill O'Reilly's defense.
Well, there's good news. It's the porn star.
It's the porn star.
Which is what you always want when you want somebody to defend you. You want a porn star to do it.
And yesterday, a lot of you lit your candles and said your prayers. Mark Allman is in stable condition, Mike.
Mark Allman they've categorized him out. They've moved him up from Sirius.
That's right. He was in a motorcycle accident. He's the guy that brought us this fantastic song that everybody hates.
Oh, I know the whole Allman. All the Allmans are going to be happy.
What? Feeling very joyful. Really celebrating Allman joy.
I hope his sister got a chance to see him.
Who's his sister?
Jordan.
Jordan Allman.
She's delicious.
Worst candy ever.
Oh, his grandfather, who was a conductor. Smokehouse.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm only going to bring this up because the holidays are coming up, and I know that a holiday.
You didn't read that in a magazine. Holidays.
You know, you weren't even in here for that. I did that for you. You weren't even in here.
I know. I'm sorry.
I love Anthony Anderson. Can I tell you I love him?
Who is he?
Of course you're wondering who he is. He's one of the greatest actor of our time.
Anthony Anderson?
Yeah, he's one of the guys at Barbershop. He's been cleared of rape charges. I only bring this up because I've been waiting to read you his filmography. Okay. Because I know a lot of you out there, you might hear me on the radio and think, what an ass, you know, telling people go to hell, you don't dare criticize the show. I want you to know that there's another side of me that appreciates art.
Okay.
And I've been holding on. How long have I been holding on to this list?
Two weeks.
Anthony Anderson has been cleared of rape charges. Mm-hmm. Listen to the movies he's been in.
Right.
It's like, now it's like you're walking into my house and looking at the wall where I have all the DVDs.
Oh, okay.
He has been in Big Mama's House.
Mm-hmm.
See Spot Run. Barbershop.
Great movie.
Kangaroo Jack. Cradle to the Grave.
Right.
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Oh, and now I know who it is.
My Baby's Daddy. Agent Cody Banks 2. And Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Wow.
Let me just say that.
That's a hell of a filmography.
And of course, much beloved, he was great in Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh,
but he played one of the brothers.
Boy, those great films.
And I don't mean colored fellows. I mean one of the brothers.
Yes.
Jim Carrey had adopted three guys in that movie.
Does his filmography have the German title for Big Mama's House?
Is it with the umlaut?
Big Mama's
House.
House.
It's funny to see.
H-A-U-S. All right, listen, I just wanted to read that. Someday on the radio. Today's the day Nancy O'Dell's not here.
Right.
I wanted to read the filmography.
I'd like to, you know, just for a little balance, I'd love someday to hear the Chris O'Donnell filmography, right? Isn't he the guy from Jerry O'Connell?
Jerry O'Connell.
He was on Sliders.
Yeah, and he was originally, I mean, on Stand By Me. He was the fat kid, then he lost the weight. But I believe he was the co-star with that guy in Kangaroo Jack.
That's right, but he never was in a Cody Banks movie.
And you know what? Can I just say, as someone probably the only one in this room that sees all the Cody Banks movies,
Mike,
they are the worst movies in the world.
Let me just say, as someone who does watch them alone, I find them to be highly erotic pieces of art.
Really?
Yes.
Where do you weigh the Cody Banks movies with the Spy Kids series?
Here's the thing. Frankie Munoz.
I got to go to these things.
Frankie Munoz is barely legal.
Oh, God.
I'm leading up to only one thing, Mike.
Yes?
Cody Banks, my sweet.
Cody Banks.
My sweet Cody Banks.
It's like the worst movie I've ever seen.
Okay, hold on. We got a break for the crazy guy from San Francisco. In Mexico, they have rats.
Of course, it's Mexico.
They have rats everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried everything to kill the rats. They've even imported cats.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob. They've even imported cats to kill the rats. It doesn't happen. So now if you live anywhere in northern Mexico, the Mexican government has announced that they will give you 40 cents for every rat you kill.
Oh, boy, they're going to go crazy.
That's all I have.
That's a good deal.
That's all I have on that. And
40 cents for every rat you kill.
Have you heard the cutoff penis story yet?
No.
If you've not heard it, it's the cutoff penis story of the day.
Really?
It, of course, from Thailand. Sunday night, there's a guy, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this name,
He has
Wang Chung.
He has a big fight with his wife because of his mistress. He goes to sleep after he has the fight with his wife about his mistress and his wife the hospital. He makes the crucial mistake. He drives all the way to the hospital.
Yeah.
Left his penis at home.
Well, he was in shock.
Yeah.
So they went back to the house and they got it.
They get it back on?
And they brought it back, and, you know, the expiration date, I don't know if too much air got inside.
Probably wasn't put on ice.
Yeah. Or what happened, but it was too
That's
late.
Nice.
Too many cells had died,
mm-hmm.
And here's why it's a feel-good. It's a big shame, because out of all of the hospitals in Thailand,
mm-hmm.
this guy was in the one hospital in the entire country of Thailand, that, and also Highland, if you've ever been there.
Right.
It is famous because this hospital has such a high success rate of reattachments. It's their specialty.
So microsurgery is what they do.
They do hands, they do feet,
they
do ears. This guy, out of all of the hospitals in Thailand, mm-hmm.
Got to the hospital, but he forgot it back at the house.
Forgot his penis.
He'd forget his head if it wasn't attached.
The Weirdo Rolodex when we come right back. Oh, get ready for Mr. San Francisco.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Thank you, Jerry.
The Don and Mike Show. Goodbye.
Bye.
The Don and Mike Show.
We are on 44 radio stations.
All right.
Yeah, the Westwood One Network, including KYCY in San Francisco. In Burlington, Iowa. KCPS. Rochester, New York, 1280 WHTK, and in Tampa Bay, WBZZ. Where will you be able to hear Ron and Fez right after us tonight in Tampa Bay?
Very good.
Okay, now, it's time for Mark Horowitz, Mr. San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. You know, what that name just implies so many different things.
Let me hip you to what this guy's about. First, he has a website. You may want to go there, Buzz.
Okay.
Travis, please get off the porno. IneedToStopSoon.com.
I need to stop soon? That's
now,
a little scary.
Mark would like everyone to send him money because he has things he wants to do. For instance, he would like, I'm just going to read you a couple of things that he sent, and then we'll get his feelings on all of these things that he wants. One of his ideas is, and he wants people to send him money for this, he wants to set up on a street corner somewhere the mystery bag of change, where he will fill bags with all the change he's been collecting for years and sell them for $5 a piece. You might get lucky and get $8 worth. You might be unlucky and get $3 worth.
I see.
He would also like to take a cab from San Francisco to Manhattan.
Excellent.
And document his experiences along the way.
Wonderful.
He figures that'll cost about $10,000. He'd like to stage a boxing match with his two favorite actors, Mickey Rourke and Kurt Russell.
Really?
Yes. He would also like to fill a rental car with packing peanuts. He would also like to create modular waiting rooms. He would also like to drive a modular home across the United States. He would like to take, hold on a second, he wanted to do something with a car. I don't remember what, with a Camaro. Oh, he wants to encase a 1969 Camaro in a block of Lucite.
Okay. So he's an artist.
Yes. He also wants to run a full marathon in his hallway, meaning he'll do 26 miles.
But he'll do it in a hallway.
In his hallway. He wants to ride around with truckers for a summer. He wants to document all the things he does in a day. He wants to compile a video of hundreds of people sniffing their own hands.
He makes a lot of sense.
He wants to have
he's a fun guy.
He wants to have a TV dinner party.
Michael Hughes just walked by the window and showed me his glasses.
He wants to organize a cruise ship.
Wow.
And Mike, if you look on the monitor, you'll see...
There's a picture of Mark Buzz with his packing peanuts.
Buzz has his website up.
Well, I can't see him. He's wearing a space helmet.
Exactly.
Let's welcome now to the Don and Mike Show, Mark Horowitz. I call him Mr. San Francisco because that's where he is. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us now. Mark's website is ineedtostopsoon.com. The reason that we were originally brought this attention to us, how we found him, was there was a story in the newspaper about Mark doing freelance work. It was for Crate and Barrel, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So what he did, he saw on one of the armoires that they were taking pictures of, it didn't look real enough. It was one of those things that had a to-do list on it.
Mm-hmm.
Where it had like a little sticky thing, and it said like, you know, buy carrots, buy peas. Anyway, he put his phone number on there. He put Dinner with Mark and put his phone number on this for the Crate and Barrel catalog.
Oh, so it went out into the catalog?
Yes. He really? Got how many calls, Mark?
It's 5,000 to date.
5,000 calls of people wanting to know if you were for real.
And now if people will go to his website and give him money, another one of the things he would like to do is go across the country and go on dates with all of the women who called him after he put his phone number in the Crate and Barrel
catalog. Well, out of the 5,000 calls that you got based on that Crate and Barrel ad, how many were women, Mark?
I'd say about 50% are women. You know, it runs the gamut, though. I just got an email from a guy who runs a bank in the Midwest, and he's interested in having dinner with me. And
sure.
Great. Hopefully he can give me some money.
Now, how much money? You're on a nationwide show. We're regional, coast to coast. But,
all right.
You know, as I mentioned, we're in like 44 cities right now. Mm-hmm. And we've got, we heard with the lunch today at Hughes, how many million listeners, Rob?
Six.
We got 6 million listeners.
Nice. Woo!
So, having said that,
high power.
What kind of money are you looking from for people? Is this like the Jerry Lewis thing where you say every dollar helps, or do you want big ticket donations?
You know, I'd love big ticket donation. That's great. I just got a letter here. It's about a 15-page handwritten letter with $2 in it. So I think, you know, any little bit helps.
Why would I or anyone else want to send you money so that you could stage a boxing match with Mickey Rourke and Kurt Russell?
Pure entertainment, man.
Don't you want to see that?
Pure entertainment. Mark, how long? What do you do for like a regular job? How do you sustain yourself?
Well, I'm a photo assistant, and so it doesn't really cover a lot of the things I want to do. Mm-hmm. Hence the ever growing ideas list.
You're a photo assistant?
That's it. Yeah.
How'd you come up with Mystery Bag-O Change?
I don't know. I was just sitting there. I was watching these street vendors, and I was thinking, man, there's got to be something more interesting than just selling little photos and things like that.
Now, the rent-a-car with packing peanuts, what purpose does that serve, Mark?
Well, I just thought it would be interesting to show up at a rental car place and go out there and fill it with packing peanuts first and then walk in and say, you know, I can't rent this car. This is ridiculous.
He would also like to create a 4x4, 4 foot by 4 foot yellow cube.
Uh-huh. A yellow cube.
He will sit inside with a talk box and a red button. He'll sit inside the cube, and he'll position himself at various locations in the Bay Area. People will then be prompted to press the button and ask questions about anything. Mark will offer his advice. He would also have access to the Internet.
Inside your yellow box?
To get the answer.
Yes, inside the information.
Why yellow, Mark? Why a yellow box?
I just think yellow screams out, you know, come check me out. So I think it's just more of an advertisement.
Have you left any bags of change out on the sidewalk yet?
Not yet. That hasn't happened yet. But I have done a project where it's called Keeping America Safe, and I've been filling a lot of the potholes in San Francisco with concrete and then stamping it with the Keeping America Safe logo.
Wait a minute, Mark. You go around San Francisco like with your own bag of concrete and you stir it up inside the potholes?
Like Kramer.
Yeah, and I just fill these potholes, you know, so there's a lot of bikers and people that get injured. So. Yeah.
Don't they get mad at you? Don't the city fathers get mad at you when you do that?
Well, they haven't really seen me or caught me yet, so we'll see.
Mark, yeah. Haven't you toured the city with a burro or a donkey or something?
Yeah, recently I did my errands atop a donkey. And that was very, very interesting. I got to meet a Republican that day, which I hardly get to do.
Another thing that Mark would like to do is pack a room full of people so tight that it gets very hot. Then he would like the room to get hot enough so all of the body heat can be converted into electricity, and this energy can power a charge on electric vehicles, run a coffee machine, power a movie camera.
What is the point of that experiment, Mark?
I mean, it's, a lot of my work deals with people and about strangers and social circles and things like that. And so I think this is this would be kind of a direct thing, pulling this energy out of people.
Which
it comes in the form of conversation for the most part, but using it to power a coffee maker or something like that would be very exciting.
Why do you want to take a video of hundreds of people sniffing their own hands? And why do you want us to pay for that?
I mean, come on. If you were looking at your friend right now and he started sniffing his hand, wouldn't you think, what are you doing exactly? What's on your hand?
Mark, so I think have you observed,
Inquisition.
Would these be candid pictures of people sniffing their hands?
Yes.
So you'd catch people in the act, almost like picking the nose.
Yeah, kind of. So that's the hard part, you know.
All right, now here's another one. Music for football. I would like to make a musical composition using two football teams. I would outfit each player with bright pink dots, one on each of their shoulder pads and the other on top of their helmet. Each dot would represent a musical note. Middle C would be on the center's helmet, and the other note placements determined from there. I would have a film camera directly above the line of scrimmage, and I would film several downs. Later, I'd look at each freeze frame and determine where each of the pink dots were hit. Every hit would signify a note on an instrument, most likely a piano. I would compile all of the hits and the corresponding notes on a timeline. I'd then create a score for each down and play it. Depending on the down, the piece could last 4 seconds or 20 seconds.
Mark, are you on any prescription medication right now?
No, you know, I haven't even done heavy drugs in my life. It was I've kind of missed out on that whole thing.
What about the modular home? You want to get in a modular home, and you want to drive it across the country, or do you want it to be on the back of a flatbed truck?
I kind of want it. Yeah, I want it to be on the back of a flatbed truck, and then take it from the west coast to the east coast, and then when it arrives at its destination, I'd set it up as sort of like a community warming hut.
Would you live in it as you were driving across the country?
Yes, I'd live in the back of it.
What about
like in that movie Brazil? I don't know if you remember that scene where they're in the mobile home and they're kind of driving along. I was very inspired by that movie.
What about your receipt machine?
The which machine?
The receipt machine.
Oh yeah, that's a really good idea. I think it's basically a machine that would automatically scan your receipt at point of purchase and then send these images to your online account. So you would never have to worry about losing receipts. You could just go to your online account and print it out.
How does this work?
How does it work?
Yeah.
You know, that's a good question.
Ah,
yeah.
So you're basically the idea man, and then you basically, if it goes to development, you let the engineers figure that out.
Yeah, you know.
Now, how much would it cost? I might want to pay to help
bankroll
you.
The receipt machine.
Yeah, well, not that one. I was thinking about running the 26-mile marathon in your hallway.
Oh, man, you can come on over. That would be awesome.
Are you in an apartment or a single-family house, Mark?
Well, I'm in a house, and it's a hallway. It's about 50 feet long by 3 feet wide with a 10-foot dog leg.
So if a marathon is 26 miles, how long do you have to be? I mean, you wouldn't run it in world-class time, but I would imagine in your hallway you'd have to be running for 6, 7, 8, 9 hours?
Oh, at least. It might be even 18 hours of running.
What room to what room, Mark, would you be covering?
I'd be covering all the way from the living room all the way to my bathroom, basically.
Okay. And how much money would you require from someone to make that dream happen?
Oh, I don't know. That could happen in $200.
That could be a $200 stunt?
That's reasonable.
That's it.
Tell me how that prices out.
Well, it's just, you know, videotapes, basically, because I'd want to videotape it and video...
The whole thing?
Oh, the whole thing.
Well, you certainly, probably, if you're going to release it, you'd want to edit it, I would think. Maybe
Why
just
not?
The beginning and the end.
What about what about Generic World?
Oh, Generic World is exciting.
What is that?
It's an organization that basically turns name brand products into generic brands.
And so, again...
You know, you would have, like, Ho-Hos or Twinkies come in, and they would come out as whatever else, you know?
Well, how would that work, Mark?
So you would just go to a store and buy up as many products as you can, mm-hmm. and then make them generic in your house or in your company.
Like, take them out of the packaging?
Yeah, and then put them in a new homemade packaging.
Hold on, you know, I'm thinking of a better idea. I might want to bankroll.
Generic World.
What about... What about the yellow cube? I want to go back to that. How much would it cost to build the yellow cube where people would press the button and you would answer their questions?
It would cost no more than $400.
$400 for the yellow cube, even with the talkback system?
Yeah, even with the talkback system. That's the easy part.
What is furniture wrestling? It says you want to do furniture wrestling.
Yes, furniture wrestling. I just want a video to be focused on a piece of furniture, and then I just want to wrestle the couch until either it beats me or I beat it, you know, ripping it apart, trying to break it down.
How much would that run, do you think?
Oh, that's an easy one. I mean, I would go to the Goodwill and get a couch.
Oh. Do you have a girlfriend, Mark?
Yes, I do.
Huh, really? What'd she think of all this?
Is she alive?
She is alive. Yes, she is.
Not in the basement.
I'm kind of crazy, but I think she's into it, you know?
What does she think of us? She's into it?
Yeah, she's totally into it.
What about, when we looked on your website, we saw you wearing a spacesuit. One of the things you want to do is make a solar suit so you can have power wherever you go.
You know, I've talked to a few scientists about that, actually, and they said
really?
It gets too hot. And so it might not work, so you would have to put some sort of buffer in between you and the suit.
Why would I want to, Mark, why would I want to pay so you could document all the things you open in a day?
Well, that's a very important thing. I mean, it is very important what you open in a day, and I think it's a nice bit of sociology that's very, very overlooked.
Mark, have you had any inventions that we might know about, or anything that you invented that you're particularly proud of, or an idea or a concept that you put into practice?
Well, I did. I invented an entire company devoted to this. It's called Sliv and Dulles Enterprises.
It's called what?
Sliv and Dulles Enterprises.
What does that mean? Well,
I work with my partner, John Brummett, as Kyle Sliv, and I'm Bert Dulles. And we formed this business that creates problems for your solutions.
This is the magic moment
when
it happens.
It's fun to pretend, isn't it?
It
creates problems for your solutions?
That's correct. And that all can be found on slivanddulles.com.
Could you give us an example of a problem you've created for someone's solution?
Well, I mean, somebody's solution was to, of course, you know, you have an office and it's supposed to be a permanent fixture. And we contracted out to a fellow named Ian Treasure who came in and managed to take apart the entire office piece by piece, calculator button by calculator button, and move it every single day to a different location. And I think that's a major problem. And so that was a problem for our solution.
My God.
We're running out of time here. Why do you want to encase a 69 Camaro in a block of Lucite?
Because I'm kind of tired of looking at those big, huge metal sculptures in front of buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be a nice release and a relief to look up at a building and see a public sculpture and have it be a beautiful car like a 69 Camaro in a huge block of Lucite.
How much do you think it would cost for Mickey Rourke and Kurt Russell to fight?
That would be tough. Mickey Rourke is a tough guy to get a hold of.
Have you tried? Have you tried?
I tried contacting his agent, and they had nothing to do with me.
Have you had any contact with any other celebrities, Mark?
I tried to get a hold of Weird Al Yankovic because I wanted him to be a part of Sliv and Dulles Enterprises.
How'd that go?
It didn't go.
Didn't work out too well?
No, it's a real shame. He's missing out, you know.
What about your desire to create modular waiting rooms?
Now, that's important. So that's,
of course it is.
A modular waiting room. So if you have some kind of project like the information cube and you want to have a
I forgot the yellow information cube.
Yeah.
You know, and you would just go ahead and set it up. It would be very portable. It would expand like an expandable tent.
Hmm?
And it would come complete with a fake plant, a couple chairs, maybe a nice little TV station. You know, TV.
Oh, that's fancy.
You asked him about the meds, didn't you?
Yeah, I asked him. I'd like to follow up with Mark, have you ever been institutionalized?
Thank you, Mike.
Nope, never been institutionalized.
You fancy yourself as in pretty good mental health?
Yeah, you know, I'm top shape right here.
Mark, were you an only child?
Yes, I was.
Bingo!
Yeah, okay.
Bingo,
me too.
Right.
Mark?
I had countless hours by myself as a child.
Have you always had these visions? I mean, ideas?
Visions and ideas, yes. I mean, I wake up with several every morning.
You write them all down, huh?
Yeah, just keep trying. I have these little black...
What did you wake up with this morning?
Well, it was... what was it? Hang on. Let me think about this for one second.
Okay. Go ahead. Take your time.
It was something to do with late... It was like... Oh, what was it? Latex pool tables or something like that.
Latex pool tables.
Yeah, work on that.
Yeah, you know, so they're not as heavy as the normal pool tables, of course.
Right. I've saved the best for last, at least to make my case here for Mark, and why you should go to IneedToStopSoon.com to send him some money. Mark would like to stage a fictitious mayoral campaign and then the assassination of the mayor.
Really?
Right. Why is that, sir?
But, you know, I just think it would be very interesting to have this entire campaign of me running for mayor, somebody running for mayor, and then stage his assassination at the end. I mean, that's just such a letdown, you know?
So you mean after he's elected?
Maybe after he's elected. Maybe right before the day of the elections, just have me shot in public, you know, by somebody in a bear suit.
I'll tell you something. That's why I'm good, because I saved that one until the very end.
Yeah.
Just when you thought maybe...
I just think the person that stages the fake assassination of Mark as mayor is wearing a bear suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You won't like prison.
Does your brain hurt?
Sort of.
Well, we'd like to have you back on the show. I guarantee you're going to get like 50,000 hits on your website today.
That's awesome.
IneedToStopSoon.com. And what was the one that I wanted to...
I didn't ask the main question I was going to ask at the beginning. What is it you need to stop soon, Mark?
I'll tell you, with no funding, I need to stop all this soon so I can make a little money in my life.
I'll tell you what, for the $200, I'll consider paying for you running on the marathon in your hallway.
That would be very interesting, you know. It'd be a very good way to get me back into shape here, as I took on smoking as a part of a project that I did in Detroit, and I haven't really been able to drop it.
Really? So you're a heavy smoker, huh?
Well, not heavy, but just too much. Smoking's a bad thing.
Do you like girls, son?
I'm sorry?
Do you like girls, son?
Oh, I do like girls, very much. I've been asked that question a lot by a lot of men who've been calling me about...
Sure. Oh, and there is a girlfriend, as he said before.
Right. Oh, right, that's right. Right.
Well, that's
right.
What he said.
That's kind of a signal. Hey, but you guys should check out under projects, there's something called the 25th sample annual gum chew-off.
Yeah.
And I shove 79 pieces of gum in my mouth at once.
That's dangerous, blocking the airway and all.
I told you.
Actually, yeah, when I pull it out, you can see it was all the way down to my throat.
Ooh,
it was a very dangerous thing.
Now we got one here. I think you have definitely earned a return trip on this show.
I believe so. Yeah. We just have to keep track of what he's doing.
So this is Mark Horowitz, Mr. San Francisco. I need to stop soon.com.
Awesome.
Think about the money that you were going to send to those poor starving kids over and wherever they are.
Right.
And instead, send some money to Mark.
Yeah, so he can put a 69 Camaro in Lucite.
So that he can rent it. He can furniture wrestle. He can create modular waiting rooms. He can compile a video of people smelling their own hands.
Fill a rental car with peanuts.
Run a marathon in his hallway. Ride around with truckers for a summer. And, of course, stage a fictitious mayoral campaign and then the assassination of the mayor.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
All right, good talking to you.
Mark, a pleasure.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Get well soon.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Right. Yes. Bye. Get well.
Yeah, we're awesome.
Oh, my.
We're awesome.
You see? And just remember, 2 to 3 ideas a morning that he wakes up.
And I hope latex pool tables.
I hope I didn't oversell that yesterday when I said I thought we had somebody who we eventually could put into the category with the singing senator and the
sounded like
psychic.
He had a smile on his face and he was steady Eddie the whole time.
Mm-hmm. He's 28.
28 years young.
Yeah.
Yeah, something he was dropped on his head. Yeah.
Hold on, do people know about this guy? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I'd just like to say, in reference to that last bit, how about that? Isn't that something? And man, that's wild.
Isn't that something?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? I just had a quick idea.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could have this guy jump off like the highest tower in San Francisco and then count his body parts. I'd like to fund that.
Not a fan right there.
Somebody from the Bay Area calling. You know, we're getting a lot of calls from San Francisco.
Very good.
And Oakland and Sacramento now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. If that guy wasn't your son Bart, I don't know who it is.
Thank you for the compliment, sir.
Oh, God.
Thank you for the compliment. Thank you for bringing my son into it and then turning your radio up so you can hear it real loud.
Unbelievable.
You see, a latex pool table is not as heavy as a real pool table.
Yeah, but the balls won't roll right.
I don't know how you all figured out that was Bart, though.
You have to have latex balls.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Too late.
How have you been?
We've been fine, thank you. Okay, let's end it there. Everybody seems to love Mark Horowitz.
And that's the best way to describe nutty.
I need to stop. I need to stop soon. .com. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time. Change your mind. You'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so.
God, I can't do this.
If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
God, I can't do this.
The Don and Mike Show.
Smoother than Bacardi Limon. Yeah. Don and Mike.
Bacardi Limon.
Now, let's see. We got a lot of stuff to get through in this break. Let me mention that tomorrow on the show we'll have Lisa Joyner on. A Plucked
her. Yes.
Star of Tomorrow Today.
Plucked her good.
She might get that gig permanently.
She'll be hosting the Late Late Show on after Letterman tonight. So watch. She's a really talented lady. Mm-hmm. Pretty.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Dude Walker also on the show. Let me see. Oh, first, before we talk about this other stuff, people are still calling about the last guy that was on the show.
Mark Horowitz.
Here is Dawn. Hi, Dawn. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi,
Dan.
We're great, thanks.
Hey, just wanted to let Mark know, I work for a rental car company, and please to have Mark know that, A, it's sufficient.
Hold on. Did you say please to have him know?
Yes.
I did.
Yeah. Good call.
That's for you.
My friends in my rental car company like to use the old English every now and again. Makes the day go by. Mm-hmm. Pleased to have Mark know that should he get proper fundage to be able to rent a car to begin with, and then to return it with packing peanuts, brother, we know where you live at that point.
Yeah,
that's not a very good idea.
Let me just say, I believe that Mr. Horowitz is more an idea man, coming up with general concepts.
Yeah.
Thinking through the details really doesn't seem to be his forte. No.
Most creative types are like that.
You got to bring the nuts and bolts guys in to follow up on the idea.
And mostly nuts.
Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show. Mike.
Mr. San Francisco is a visionary.
Really? I agree. Why do you say that?
The receipt machine.
Receipt machine.
Yeah, it hasn't exactly thought that one through either on how to put it into practice, though.
Right.
Everyone will need a receipt machine. The tax law is about to change where we will need to keep track of all of our sales taxes for deductions.
Hold on. You're a wingnut, too.
Settle down.
This guy really believes it.
It's true. It was in the news.
Yeah, okay. Well, right. You listen to what Mark Horowitz has done. He's excited.
Call
people.
Mark. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Exactly. Stop that one.
Turn your radio down.
Put into practice.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
You guys know that Michael Moore has a CD out now?
My mistake for going to the Canadian lines. You can, of course, tell by the accent.
Do you mean a DVD?
No. He's actually got a CD out of songs and artists that inspired Fahrenheit 9/11.
Well, I'm sure that's just a way that he's going to
soundtrack.
Get some more money out of the whole thing. But I love the way you say out.
Out.
And how are things in the Great White North today?
It's really, really cold.
It's not cold in, it's cold...
Dude.
All right, one more call about this guy. Here's Duhstin. Oh, I get it.
Dustin.
Joe's making a joke. Oh. Joe.
Right.
I got that one.
Even when you read this, Dustin.
Yes, Dustin. Hi.
Hey, my guys. Let's go to Barry. What's his name? Horowitz?
Yes.
I think I just seen a website, deporthorowitz.com. Let's check that one out.
Deporthorowitz.com?
Yeah.
Now, that's not about Mark Horowitz, is it?
Yeah. We just set it up. We got a ring here. We run him out of the country.
We found someone new to hate.
Oh, I didn't think he was that dumb.
Hello, Ross. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Ross.
Hi there, Don and Mike. I just want to let you know.
Hey, Mr. Ross.
Yes.
Can I tell you something? It's terribly exciting that you're calling. It's good to have you on the show, Ross.
Well, thank you so much.
And for those who don't get that, because that's an acquired taste, that's barbarians at the gate. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling, Ross.
To say, how's Rachel? Ross and Rachel.
Thank you. Well, I just want to let you know.
Well, I shut him down, didn't I?
Yeah.
He had his agenda. And
I shut him down when I tried to follow up with the Ross and Rachel.
With the explanation
and
the Ross and Rachel, yeah.
Right.
I have a terrible cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Okay. Right. Here is Joe, again, calling about the Horowitz guy. Joe.
Ross helps me dress for less.
Hello. Joe. Hey, Joe.
Doesn't the receipt machine already exist? Isn't it just the same as a scanner?
Receipt machine. I don't know, but it's funny to call it a receipt.
Well, we didn't take him quite that seriously enough to be able to answer that question.
And I'll tell you this, he will be back on the show.
Absolutely.
He'll be back because we are getting lots of calls about him.
I mean, his brother was a real consumer reporter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, David. Joe, get your ass in here, please.
Yeah, David Horowitz.
As perhaps you remember, the elections are just 2 weeks away.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are, Mike. And it's time for us to take the nation's pulse. As you know, we do the show from D.C., the nation's capital. And, Joe, I'll take those, please. All right, because you're going to be answering the question. Tomorrow we're sending Joe out to a public place where he's going to be asking a bunch of questions. And, oh, here you go.
It's time for another edition of Joe Moe's. So, Joe Artinger, man on the streets.
Are you ready, Joe?
Sure.
Okay, here's what Joe will be doing. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
Okay, this is going to be on the radio, duh?
Just answer as yourself.
Okay.
Okay? You can leave the does in if you want. Okay. Do you plan to vote in the upcoming election?
Yes, I do.
Who do you plan to vote for in November?
John Kerry.
Election 2004 seems to have many who remain undecided. What say you?
I am not undecided.
Should Senator...
And this, ladies and gentlemen, now that Joe's playing himself and doing so brilliantly...
Joe.
This is the way it'll sound when he gets men on the street.
It's method acting.
Yes, right. Very good.
Should Senator Kerry's gay daughter be a central part of this election?
Good one. I didn't know Senator Kerry had a gay daughter.
Regarding the so-called swing states, shouldn't these citizens honor their traditional marriage vows?
Yes.
What is a stem cell?
I don't know, duh.
Do you oppose or support stem cells?
I support them.
How do you react when John Kerry calls this the wrong election at the wrong place at the wrong time?
I think whatever he has to say is a good thing to say.
Which Olsen twin is suffering from an eating disorder?
Angelina.
That is a definite possibility. Uh-huh. Now that's the line we've given you.
For when the Olsen question is answered, Joe is to respond. But that is a definite possibility.
Whether it's Mary Kate or Ashley,
or somebody else.
You say
a definite possibility.
That is the definite. Okay, next question. Your thoughts on outspoken CNN reporter Kevin Federline?
I don't have any.
Would you let Bill O'Reilly babysit your kids?
Not a chance in hell.
Will you watch the new Fox reality show, The $10,000 Naked Pyramid?
Yes.
Who has worse breath, Dick Cheney or John Edwards?
Oh, Dick Cheney, without a doubt.
What was your first reaction when you heard about the death of James Garner?
I was saddened.
You always get that in there.
Finally, do you have a message for Martha Stewart?
Hang in there, Martha.
Ah, very good.
Thank you ever so much.
That's a nice touch.
It's written down.
Thank you ever so much.
Thank you ever so much. Okay. In order tomorrow, you know the drill, Joe.
And I like also the two little sprinkled ones.
Yeah.
The new ones are, yeah, that is a definite possibility. I like
we're
that.
We're giving
them
a line.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We're giving them a line. It's a Joe
Moe's.
Joe Moe's. Okay, we'll hear those on tomorrow's show. Joe will go out and tape those.
And well balanced, you know, peppered throughout that, including the John Kerry's gay daughter. Which I truly enjoy.
Thank you.
That's going to be... I think we're going to get some good responses.
Thank you. Think so, too.
Yeah, if he gets a good night's sleep.
Beth Ann McBride. Boy, do we have time to tell her story?
I guess so.
I guess we do, yeah. I mean, not her tragic life story.
Right.
No. But what happened to her today.
Hello?
Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Here she is now, Beth Ann McBride. Oh, how's your boyfriend, Mark Cuban?
It's not my boyfriend. I think he's married.
Peppering him with emails.
How many times a day do you email Mark Cuban?
Mainly on the weekend.
Does it make Jonathan jealous?
Sometimes.
So, today we have lunch with Todd Hughes. And it's, let's hear it for Todd. It's me and Beth Ann and Rob, because I don't want to make Mike go to this, don't want to make Buzz go to this.
You don't want to be alone.
It's crap, right? I don't want to be alone. So as it turns out, you know, Beth Ann is already on shaky ground. Not really, but with this guy.
Well, with Michael Hughes, absolutely.
I don't think there's any ground.
With the email thing that, you know, you heard the story that she wrote an email to me telling me what an ass Michael Hughes is, and actually sent the email to him instead of me.
By accident, sent it to Michael Hughes, which is, you know, God stepped in there.
That is not cool. So what she's trying to do now is overcompensate by going to every possible meeting that involves the Don and Mike show. Beth Ann, please to be telling everybody how you spent over an hour of your valuable time. And I want to say this also. This woman really, she's the finest producer that we have ever had. She gets what she gets what we do. She gets us good guests. She's real good with all the guys. She works as hard as I do. She 7 o'clock in the morning.
Boom,
she's on top of it. Okay. Let me say that, and then say that she's also got issues, like what happened this morning.
Okay.
So you think it's going to be a promotions meeting?
Well, yeah. Well, it's Tuesday. They've changed the time on Tuesday, and I had missed one before, and I thought I can't miss one again because, man, I'm going to be there for the Dynamite show.
Now
to show them.
Just so you know, behind the scenes, the promotion meeting is where they get together and they say, this is the stuff we have to give away.
Yeah, what shows are we going to give it away on, and what are we going to do? What's planned for the future?
So Beth Ann missed one of these meetings, and he was like, gave her some crap, so now she thinks, well, God damn it, I'm going to be at the next one.
Good for her.
So...
And so I hear, like, people walking in the halls, and I hear Michael say to Jag, the promotions director, come on, Jag, we're going to start the meeting now. I go, oh, wait, it's Tuesday. I'm coming. Hey, Jag, it's the promotions meeting, isn't it? Yes, it is. Here I come. I get my little notepad freshly from the closet, and I have my little notes, and I come in, and when I open the door, everybody's there. I cannot believe it. I go, whoa, we got a full house. I'm making a big deal. I'm saying hello to everybody.
Nice.
I see people I've never seen, and it's Jeff Hedges. It's Michael Hughes. It's everybody.
Big meeting.
Right?
Julie was in there. Everybody.
Yeah, and I go, wow, this is very important. I'm glad I'm here. So there's so many people in the room, I have to sit sort of off to the side.
Tony Diggs, the chief engineer, is in the room.
He was there. Yeah. If there's someone in the building, they were in this meeting. So he said, Michael began, you know, welcoming everybody, thanking everybody for their time, and they went around the room, and everybody had something to say.
And you were taking notes on all this.
Taking notes.
Good, right.
I was memorizing and taking notes, and so finally, Jag, who's sitting beside me, Jag does his little spiel, and Michael looks at me and says, did you have something to say? And I did.
You had comments on...
I had advice, and I had some suggestions.
Way to contribute.
Yeah.
Way to go.
The meeting's over, and I got to tell you, I felt good. I really did.
Sure. That's good. Well, it sounds like you performed well.
Yeah. You know, and I enjoyed the time that I spent with Michael and everybody else.
No.
I go back to the office. I'm on the phone. I turn, and there is Michael Hughes in my office. Bear in mind, the last time he was in my office that quickly was when I had sent him the email.
Right.
So I kind of give him the finger, I'll be off in a second. I end the call, I hang up. I said, yeah, Michael, what's up? He said, why were you in that meeting? And I went, well, because, you know, I don't want to miss a promotions meeting and I want to be there. He said, that wasn't a promotions meeting.
No.
That was a...
department head meeting.
It was department head meeting.
Department head meeting. So the girl...
Oh, my God. Well, Jag threw you under the bus then.
Well, no, I came in and...
You know, and I said to Hughes, I said, you know, at what point doesn't somebody say to this poor woman,
yeah,
hey, honey, it's a department head meeting. But no, she sits in there. The meeting is well over an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
She takes notes. They even ask her her opinion at the end. She gives her opinion on everything they've discussed.
Oh, my God.
And then Hughes comes down like 10 minutes later.
You were at the wrong meeting. Well, did Jag tell you it was a promotions meeting?
Yes.
That's the proactive attitude in this building.
Uh-huh. Mike, I believe that you have put the bullseye on Haji.
You bet I have.
She pulled the flying carpet out from under her.
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Sounds hinky.
And you know what? You didn't.
Well, why do you think he told you that?
Yeah.
Well,
It was early. He was confused. Maybe he had a promotion last night.
How do you get confused? You say, is this the promotions meeting? And he says, yes. What's confusing about that?
I don't know. But he actually was going to go get the new producer for Ron and Fez and invite him in the meeting as well.
You know what? Hold on. Is Jag still here?
I don't know.
I think I have a cell if we need to call him.
Maybe.
We might have to.
We'll find out what the exchange was.
He might have said, you know what, never mind. Let me see if you... Okay, bye. Anyway, Beth Ann, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Well, but Michael, you said, why were you at the meeting?
Let me try.
Why were you horning in on the meeting?
Is he still here?
I saw him walking down the hallway a minute ago.
He was still in the building? Wearing those glasses? Hello? Oh, Rob. God, I hope he's changed his voicemail. I hope it's not Alan.
Oh, because Rob doesn't like the old one.
No one does.
Nothing changes around here, though.
Still waiting for Todd Hughes to pick up. Boy, now we're getting nothing.
Hello, this is Alan Weinberg. Broadcasting. I've accepted a position in New York at our flagship station, WXRK-FM.
All right.
Done. That upsets Rob a great deal.
Sure. Done. It's over. You got Jag's number? Yeah. What? Here you go.
All right, we're going to call Jag, our promotions director, find out what the deal is. Find out what's going on.
Then we'll get right to Buzz's news and comments. Because I hate to think he threw my lady B.A. under the bus today.
Well, I mean, we'll find out. Or maybe we won't.
Hi, it's Jag.
Hey, Jag, it's Don and Mike. We're on the air. What's happening? Hey, Jag?
Hey.
Jag, it's Don and Mike. We're on the air. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, understand that you told Beth Ann there was a promotions meeting this morning when really there wasn't a promotions meeting this morning. There was a department head meeting.
There was supposed to be a promotions meeting, but it got changed into a department head meeting.
When did you find out it got changed?
In between the sales meeting and what was supposed to have been the promotions meeting.
At any time did Beth Ann say to you, we got a promotions meeting, and did you say yes?
I honestly, there was just so much stuff going on this morning.
You did it.
Not Beth Ann's fault.
You know, she spent an hour in that meeting, dude. How come you didn't stand up at some point and say, you know, Beth Ann's in the department head meeting. She's not a department head. She's here because I told her it's a promotions meeting.
I didn't even realize it until after she had pointed it out to me.
Hold on. Jag, I'm Haji.
Yeah.
You knew. You knew. Mike, you're right. You knew that she wasn't supposed to be in that meeting. It's a department head meeting.
Right, but I didn't even realize that Beth Ann was, she was sitting right there, right next to me, but I didn't even realize the fact that it was a department head meeting that she wasn't supposed to be there.
Oh.
I didn't put one and one together because I was just so inundated with everything else that was going on around here.
Listen, I got my eye on you, okay?
It's on the watch list.
You watch it. I am profiling you right now because nobody screws with Beth Ann McBride. You understand? I got her working Kathy Lee's sweatshop hours already.
Right.
The last thing I need is that sweet, dear woman
to
be in a goddamn meeting set up by you.
Especially when she's already in the doghouse with Michael Hughes.
And there she looks like a dope with Hughes again.
If that's the case, if she looks like a dope, then I'll tell Michael it was my fault, because it was.
Excellent idea.
Thank you. A capital idea.
That's very nice of you, Jag.
Thank you, Haji.
No problem.
Nice talking to you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Confusion, a common tactic.
Yeah, watch him. He's not from around.
In a world where owning a radio
was preaching to the choir,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
I hope Beth Ann feels better
now.
He
made it up.
Flying carpet and all. Let's see if she...
I feel worse.
Why do you feel worse?
Because I didn't think I looked dopey. I thought I looked involved and enthusiastic.
Now she is. She's the best producer we ever had.
Yeah, but
here's where the issues are.
Yeah, right. She's a girl.
Don't give compliments. Don't try to help out. It never works with Beth Ann. It doesn't. It totally backfires.
You know, I raised my hand during the meeting.
Okay, Beth Ann.
Everything's going to be fine. You're welcome.
Everything's okay.
Jag will fix it.
Okay.
Can I tell you why I'm proud of you right now?
Why?
What didn't you say? Yes, very good. Good girl. That's my girl. See you later.
Bye.
I told her, Jesus Christ, we're out in public with the general manager. Every time you say something, like how the station sucks or something sucks, don't say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Stand up for what you mean.
Right.
And then when the guy comes over after she's had her salad,
right?
She didn't finish it, right?
Mm-hmm.
She says to the guy says, are you done? And she says, yes. And then Beth Ann says, it was really good. I'm really sorry I didn't finish it.
Well, that's important, but it's not as important. At the end of lunch, she didn't say, this is the best dinner I ever had, did she?
She did not.
Okay, good.
She did not.
Good. Fantastic. Good to hear.
Hey, stop apologizing. Apologize when you screw up.
That's right.
Don't apologize to some schmuck because you didn't finish the salad. Don't apologize to Hughes because you don't know why Bill O'Reilly is on at 11 o'clock. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Today, Bill O'Reilly decides
to... Oh, Bill O'Reilly. I just kind of mentioned his name under my breath.
Well, it's fine.
Nice segue.
Yeah, of course it's a nice segue.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Today, Bill O'Reilly decides to stop hawking his new book for kids.
I haven't decided to stop hawking it. I'm just doing whatever I do.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That
was very professional. And now hit the button.
Okay, I'm trying.
Hey, hit the button.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hit the wrong button, you're going to hit the wrong button.
That's okay.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They will do you proud every time. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, wrestling fans. Call 100 now. 877-365-3636. Get the autographed Kiss Chris Jericho t-shirt. Chris Jericho, WWE Taboo Tuesday tonight. In demand pay-per-view. Call Comcast or Cox. COX Cable. System now to order. Call now if you're a WWE fan. Call 100. Get the autographed Chris Jericho shirt. Time now for Buzz's News. Buzz the Clear, clear check means
yes.
You're brought to us by Viramax, the world's number one pleasure and performance enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor.
Dr. Cudetta is clinically trusted, is tested, 1-AAA Trezzy Max.
And trust.
And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Previously on As the No Spin Zone Turns, conservative talk show host Bill O'Reilly was being sued for sexual harassment by a producer who says Bill made lewd and unwelcome comments to her. A lot. Bill, in turn, was suing producer Andrea Macris for trying to extort $60 million.
God, I can't do this.
Now, a former friend of Andrea's, a 38-year-old Matt Peratore, says she enjoyed Bill's sexy talk and that she had a crush on Bill. Quoting Matt, she loved the guy. Matt says that it was only when their relationship went sour that she vowed to take down the Talkmeister with a tell-all book.
What's going to stop me from coming in with a load of heroin?
Hey, it didn't take Fox News long to get the disgruntled boyfriend, did it?
Right.
Matt says he can't remember which publisher she spoke with.
I'm an incompetent boob.
Andrea's lawyer says Matt is the real scorned lover in this story and calls Matt's version garbage.
I busted my butt. I saw some video on the Today Show this morning. It was one of those things that's on, but I'm not really watching.
Mm-hmm.
It was apparently a behind-the-scenes, like, of the making of the No Spin Zone.
Huh.
And it was one of these things where he's sitting at his desk or at a desk, like in the bullpen area.
Oh, I saw what you're talking about, and they're having, like, the staff meeting.
Right, and
he's wearing, like, a belly shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he...
She's a handsome woman.
She was in that picture.
She sure was.
And
yet neither Scandinavian nor Thai.
Yeah, and he...
I am so senile, I don't know what I'm talking about.
And it's him doing the finger pointing at the you know,
yeah.
This is how we do things, no spin, O'Reilly.
Being the boss man.
Look at nice halt.
I believe in beating a child. Well, Andrea's lawyer says the accusation that she's writing a book is ridiculous. Quoting him, Andrea never wrote a book, never went to a publisher. And what would a book have in it to bring down a company as big as Fox?
As they say in the hood, I'm down with that.
Continuing to quote the lawyer, they have nothing. They're grasping at straws. They can find witnesses to say anything, but unless they have proof, it's worthless. The lawyer may be referring to word that Andrea has proof in the form of notes and tape recordings.
Right.
Bill himself, meanwhile, is, as you've heard, laying low. He's
boy, German guys, leap over the counter and pound me.
He's canceled the rest of his scheduled appearances on TV shows other than his own. Those appearances were set up to promote his new political book for children.
The only thing that I don't dig about this is the fact that there are some people who are actually giving O'Reilly enough credit that they're saying this is a plan to discredit him, because in some way, if he's discredited, Bush is discredited.
Oh, give me a stretch.
Hey, listen, you know where I heard it? I swear to Christ, on Fox News Channel.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Well, because, they would know.
Because they were showing...
Shocker that it was on Fox News Channel.
They were showing that they were covering the story.
Yeah.
It's like...
Covering the story with their angle.
They're unbalanced.
They're trying to bring this a conspiracy.
I am so boring. Hold on, let's give away this t-shirt. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, am I caller 100?
Yes. You win the Chris Jericho t-shirt with the WWE Taboo Tuesday. What's your name?
Matthew.
Matt, where are you from?
I am calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right on WNFL. Thank you for listening. All right, enjoy the WWE Taboo Tuesday tonight. I saw a commercial for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one where you get on the internet and you decide if you want the girls to wear like bikini tops if you want them to wear their underwear, and if you want the guys to beat each other up with metal poles, or if they want them to be a steel chair.
Wow.
Or the steel table.
I'm all over that.
But I'll be watching your boys tonight.
Yes, sir.
Boston Board and Boston Bread.
Boston Born and Boston Bread Sox.
Put your feet up, Mike.
Do you believe in miracles?
Go ahead, sing it one time.
Yes. Put your feet up. Take your shoes. I always get that wrong. Put your feet up. Take your shoes off. It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox. Boston Born and Boston Bread Sox. Relax, 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 and be a Sox watcher. Back in the day, I heard Howie Long talking about it when they interviewed him, because he's from Boston. How he was getting the game. He used to get the game on an old coat hanger for an antenna.
Wow.
That's the way, I used to get Channel 22 out of Springfield, Massachusetts. And it would be this snowy picture. We've come so far on television, Don.
Howard Long. For 11 seasons, you played the imbecile Howie Long on Fox NFL Sunday.
Did you know he was a Red Sox fan?
Howie Long? No, I didn't.
Yeah, born and raised in Boston.
Huh. Well, him I believe.
Just outside of Boston.
Him I believe, you I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even a doofus like Matt Damon. I might as well call him Matt Affleck.
Yeah, soon.
Yeah, I believe those two lovers.
But Stephen King legitimate.
Yeah. But you have to admit, mm-hmm. there are now starting to come out of the woods. Some of those...
The artificial fans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Well,
they go right back, though, after the tragedy happens.
Although
the inevitable tragedy.
One of them, Katie Couric, for some reason, was asked who she was rooting for.
Uh-huh.
And she said, it was like, I saw this on Access Hollywood. She said, well, of course I'm rooting for the Yankees. And then they alluded to the fact that, well, she's not rooting for the Yankees because she does the show from New York. It's,
right.
it's because... Her boyfriend that she just broke up with is the guy that like owns the team, or
yeah, she just broke up. Tom Warner, he's one of the executives with the Red Sox, and that's why she said she's rooting for the Yankees.
Yeah, and if you remember
she was always at Fenway.
The last playoff series before the Yankees,
she was up there on the weekend of July 24th. When I was up there, I looked at her; she was about 10 rows away from me.
Well, now she's picking the Yankees now because her boyfriend broke up with her.
All right, good move, Tom.
Well, the election is just 2 weeks from today, so how's that campaign going to get John Kerry excommunicated from the Catholic Church? A lawyer who wants Kerry out of the church because of the senator's pro-choice stand says he has a letter from the Vatican to back him up.
Let me just say, as someone, both Mike and I have been kicked out of the Catholic Church because we dared to get divorced.
I like to call it fallen Catholics, Tom.
Yeah, let me just say this, eat one.
This lawyer admits he didn't specifically mention Kerry's name to the Vatican, just the question, shouldn't pro-choice politicians be excommunicated? The church's answer, naturally, was yes. The lawyer says Kerry and others like him have broken church law, committed heresy, and scandalized others.
Who answered this? The Pope? Because I can ask the Pope any question, no matter what it is. Always the answer is always my diaper is full.
No, one of the Pope's minions, one of the higher ups of the Vatican,
gotcha.
Other than the Pope.
One of his wise guys.
Now, the others...
Jelly.
you know what the Pope, I heard what the Pope said about it, though. He said,
Charlie M! You got me out of bed and made me get into my robe for Charlie M!
The others that this lawyer is going after include Senators Ted Kennedy, Tom Harkin, and Susan Collins, along with former New York Governor Mario Cuomo. All five of these politicians are Democrats, except for Susan Collins, who's, just a woman.
Mm-hmm.
God, clearly
there you go again.
Yeah,
there you go again. And you know what?
Tipping his hand a little bit.
See, I figured this out.
What?
I know we had this discussion yesterday.
We started, yes.
Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm a very type A guy.
Yeah.
I like being in control of everything.
I know.
So apparently at some point...
You haven't solved this mystery yet.
At some point, I must have said to you, I endorse the fact that I have now figured out the news, at least when it comes to the election... is definitely swinging towards one of the candidates.
Yeah.
What I have to do...
He has a point of view.
I have to figure out which guy you're supporting.
Yeah. Well, keep
Let me play the game.
Listen for clues.
I hope you get it by November 2nd.
Let me play the game because I at least give me a hint.
Uh-huh.
I'm really over-the-top type A.
Yeah, I know.
So I approve this, correct?
Yes, yeah,
I approve this message.
As I recall, yes.
I approve this message.
I'm John Geronimo, and I approve this message.
I have a theory.
Yeah?
I think he goes back and forth.
Really? You think he's flip-flopping?
Yeah, I've got a chart. I'll show you. It's a pie chart.
Very good. Well, God clearly wants George Bush reelected, and I'll tell you why when we come back.
Oh, you're crazy like that. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, I could use your help for just one moment as we fill time here on
WJFK. Hi, how are you? How's it going? I have my headphones on.
106.7 WJFK.
Yeah, okay.
All right, traffic lady.
All right.
Hi.
Heavy delays on the westbound 66 from Bede Road to Sycamore Street. And we're going to find a way from Metland Street to Fair Oaks.
Where
is Charlie? And from Toledo off and on to about 234. Eastbound 66 from Leesburg Pike beyond Sycamore Street. Near single end section is Miss Yvonne.
Group home.
Section of city is on TBS tonight at 9. Watch it tonight at 9 and
watch
tonight at 10. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Down Into Mike Show on WJFK.
Where's Charlie?
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sniffalicious. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Don't call us.
We'll call you.
The all-night preacher on Stereo 92. And now here's Buzz with the Touchstone. Boop, boop, boop. Boop, 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 boom.
God clearly wants George Bush reelected. This is further evidenced by Bush's recent endorsement from Jesus Christ. Jim Caviezel, who starred as the Messiah in Mel Gibson's movie Passion of the Christ, is also now starring in a video urging Christians to vote.
Let me also point out that this tool also played Ashley Judd's husband in, what's the movie where he's the military guy that goes crazy like in Vietnam?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Kills a bunch of people.
I will always remember him as Jesus. And while Jim doesn't name either presidential candidate in this video, Jim reminds Christians that the current president shares their opposition to abortion, judges with agendas,
he's a C-list
homosexual
actor.
Marriage.
I mean, really, he's like a bottom feeder actor. He's not even, had that one movie with Ashley Judd.
He got lucky.
And he played Jesus.
As luck would have it, a lot of Christians saw this movie he was in.
He's a BFA. He's a bottom feeder actor.
He is.
I like that.
Jesus is a pretty decent role, I'll give you that.
Yeah, none better.
But you didn't even have to speak English.
Quoting Jesus, Jim.
I've seen it. Stereo, not stereotype.
Stereo 92. Closed captioned.
That's what I meant. Thanks.
Well, quoting Jesus, Jim, to preserve the God-given freedoms we hold dear, it's important we let our voices be heard.
I don't know how I came up with stereotype, but I wanted to say closed captioned.
Closed captioned.
Closed captioned, but you knew
subtitles.
What I meant.
Subtitles.
Subtitles.
It wasn't even closed captioned.
That's what I was looking for when I said whatever I said.
Yeah, it was in, they were speaking that.
Right.
Jim's video was
Bible language.
Jim's video was produced by a group called Redeem the Vote. It's like MTV's Rock the Vote, only redeemier. Sinclair Broadcasting, a big Republican company with TV stations in several key states that's running an anti-Kerry film this week, has fired one of its newsmen. Well, he wasn't just one of their newsmen. He was their Washington bureau chief. And they didn't just fire him. They escorted him out of the building.
Now, I saw this dude on CNN last night, and he has a pretty compelling story to tell.
It happened after John Lieberman criticized the company for ordering its news department to produce the anti-Kerry film. Quoting John, they're using the news to drive their political agenda. I don't think it served the public trust. I have nothing to gain here, and really, I have a lot to lose, but I really feel like I can sleep at night.
Yeah.
By the way, Sinclair Broadcasting now says it won't air the anti-Kerry documentary in its entirety. to be fair.
Yeah, that's right. That's nice of them. And, as this election goes, really, payback is wonderful. But when it's license renewal time for those Sinclair stations, if the other guy gets in there,
what?
There are various theories about why we haven't seen Arnold on the campaign trail.
Hi.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says his wife, TV's Maria Shriver, denied him sex after he gave a speech backing President Bush. Arnold spoke at the Republican convention in August, and it didn't set well with his wife, who hails from the very Democratic Kennedy family.
Well, welcome back.
Quoting Arnold, there was no sex for 14 days. When you're married to my wife, you're never your own boss.
She wouldn't give me sex.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
However, he did do us. Oh, hold on, wrong one. That's the yeah. Oh, there's the Arnold music, right? For those of you listening to us in California, I'm sure you're aware of this. It's big news. He signed the stem cell research. He's going against the GOP on this. Because That's the way that they all do it.
Sure.
That's
he's
how
pretty,
they...
pretty independent. I think that's one of the reasons he's so popular.
That's the way that guys like that always get to power.
Just mark my words.
Yeah, take that popular issue that you think the country's going with, and then when you get in there, that's when you're in trouble.
In the beginning, he built good stem cells. At the Tea Party in Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter kept shouting, "No room, no room." Alice pointed out that there was plenty of room, perhaps a little like the nation's supply of flu vaccine. There may not be plenty, but there's a lot more than we knew. One company, Aventis Pasteur, says it's cranked out an extra 2.6 million doses, increasing our supply to 58 million doses.
What country is this that supplies this?
This is the United States. It's an American company.
Really?
Yeah, American-French company. Named after
yeah,
Louis
right,
Pasteur.
No, listen, I'm not asking, but because... Yeah. I'd like to know, where's the shot? If we've
where's
got it,
been?
Where is it?
Now, if you add to that a product called Flu Mist, that raises the supply to 60 million doses. That's a good 60% of what we need every year. It's good news for toddlers and seniors and others in high-risk groups.
What about disc jockeys?
We'll see. Maybe there'll be a trickle-down.
Maybe it'll work out for us.
I wanted to get to this.
That's why I need the shot, so there's not a trickle-down, Buzz.
Rapper.
You only want the shot really
that's
badly.
A different
you know,
shot.
In years past, you don't care about the shot. You care about the shot this year because it's hard to get.
Right, of course. Yeah. Grass always greener.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there's a line over there. Let's stand in it.
It's the medical Tickle Me Elmo.
Create the demand.
Absolutely perfect.
That's right. Rapper Nelly is being called out over his new energy drink, Pimp Juice.
Whoa, Nelly!
The Reverend Paul Scott of Durham, North Carolina, is upset about Nelly promoting the pimp lifestyle.
Yes, the pimp lifestyle and the Crimson Tide of Alabama. Whoa, Nelly!
And because Nelly's website recommends mixing the drink with vodka, quoting the Reverend, the black community is in danger. I would just add that pimp doesn't mean what it meant 15 years ago. On the street today, it means to improve or to make more attractive.
Pimp my ride,
and
bitch.
That's what Nelly says it means in the case of his Pimp Juice energy drink.
Hello there, Keith Jackson.
Well, how are you there, Nelly? Yes, sirree, pimp my ride.
Of course, if Nelly comes out with a Ho Cola, then we can be concerned.
Pimp my Buick.
Say hello to my friend, Your Majesty Jackson.
In sports, the memory of Dale Earnhardt Sr. lives on in places like Fort Worth, Texas, where Boyce Hancock built a barbecue, a smoker, that looks just like Dale Sr.'s number three car. But one week ago today, a neighbor spotted a maroon pickup truck in Boyce's driveway and some guys loading the number three car barbecue to steal it. Police still haven't found the truck or the grill, but they know where there's smoke. There's the number three car.
Yeah!
Click, 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 click. You know, get that barbecue and take it around the backyard. I had that Dale's car there.
Click, 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 click.
Sort of ironic, what with the fire and all.
There you go.
Finally, Labor Day weekend is kind of your last chance to be outside in a swimsuit. And in beach communities, it's not unusual to see people wear their swimsuits into stores or even restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was wearing his swimsuit on Labor Day inside a Taco Bell in Arkansas, not at the beach. It upset the customers and the employees when the man entered the restaurant wearing nothing but a cut-off T-shirt and a very tiny Speedo. He's been charged with indecent exposure for upsetting the people trying...
Larry of the corner.
Upsetting the people...
Come boy.
Upsetting the people trying to eat their burritos.
Of course. You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Everybody. That's enough of that today. We've got to go. Well, let's go Red Sox, right, Mike?
Go Red Sox!
We'll have a complete coverage of that on tomorrow's episode. Good luck, Lisa Joyner, tonight, who's hosting the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Joe Moe's and a lot more. Please stay tuned for our buddies Ron and Fez coming up next on WJFK-FM, also on Live 105, and in Tampa Bay on 1010. The Buzz. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, what's the guy's, the web address, the crazy...
I need to stop soon.
I need to stop
That's
soon.
Right. Dot Mark Horowitz.
That's him. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I think perhaps we should meet for lunch.
Meet for lunch. That's funny, because we did that today with Michael Hughes.
Yeah.
Right, and his glasses. That's it. We got to go.
Enjoy your dusted oysters.
Yeah, why should it work?
No, it's
Come on.
How about this? Watch.
There, now you smashed it.
And
we meet again.
Yeah, there it is.
Sammy Davis.
Sorry, Sammy.
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.